want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just got out of Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, you saw the Tom Cruise movie, huh?
Yeah, I just saw it at Pentagon City.
Yes, and?
Bueno Arbusto.
Clearly for Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman, and an entire bevy of very nude and nude females.
Hmm. Frontal nude?
Full frontal nudity.
Right. Well, what'd you say?
Full frontal nudity, everything from parking direction to landing strips, and hey.
Hmm. Okay, how much of Nicole Kidman do they show?
They show her pretty much top of her head to her heels, all on the back. You don't get to see her so much in the front, but you get the high beams and... very nice.
And the nudity aside, how did you like the movie?
Oh, I thought I only checked my watch once. It came out to be about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time. I don't know if I can commit 2 hours and 40 minutes to a movie. Oh, my God. Do they show Tom's wiener?
They don't show that, but there was a motel clerk in New York who looked very pleased with what walked in the door with Tom.
Well, who cares if he looked very pleased? Do they show his wiener?
I showed mine.
I'm doubting whether this guy even saw the movie now.
All right.
Oh, I can bring in my receipt.
And all we have is people with goofy theories about why Tom Cruise's skin is so bad. Now, I'm going to direct the anger here at Mike the Goofy Intern,
okay,
who is screening the calls.
Right.
Why would you put a guy through from Greenville? Hello, is this John? John? Why would you put a guy through who says Tom Cruise's problem is too much gentleman's relish on his face?
Jeez, come on.
That's what the screen said.
Hmm. Come on.
The guy called that and said that to Mike, and
hey,
Mike went, okay, right.
Terrific. Let me put you right through.
Put you right through. Put you to the top of the list.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don. You might want to know this. What's wrong with Tom Cruise is I date a girl down in L.A. It works for a doctor, works for him, and he's TOS. He's got this scaly skin, and he took Retin-A, and it all dried up, and that's the problem he's got.
But if your skin is dry, you're not going to have zits.
Right.
It was a reaction to something that he's seen versus this.
Did you see him on TV? Have you seen his skin?
The doctor works for him, and...
this guy's listening to himself on the radio. Good.
I dated a girl that his father worked for the cousin of his doctor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Marty.
Bobby, hello there.
I don't guess you guys checked out any of the women's basketball All-Star game the other night.
The WLBA? No, I don't think so.
Okay, but, in the stands, Tyra Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just curious to know if you think she's a Brown star.
Yeah, you think that might be a member of the Light?
You never know.
Good
show, guys. Thanks.
Most of the women that go to those games, they are, right? Like Rosie O'Donnell, aforementioned Rosie O'Donnell. Penny Marshall.
Absolutely.
Have we ever discussed the sexuality of Penny Marshall of Laverne?
Well, I don't know if we haven't.
Not really.
Sandy Paul.
There's all the way.
She dated Rob Reiner for years.
Oh, that's, well, that's right.
You know, that could be enough to turn a woman gay, though.
To have her date Rob Reiner, meathead.
Yeah, he almost turned me.
This is the Hustle Factor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Rob Stossel.
Hello, Don.
Charlie Stivick.
We'll start calling Charlie Stossel meathead.
Hello there.
Don?
Yes.
Did you see last night's Tom Green show?
No, sure didn't. Was, you know, I could never figure out when the Tom Green
night all the time.
When the Tom Green show was on. Is it on at a regular time every week?
Usually Thursdays, 10:30, and they repeat it over the weekend.
You know, every time I turn on MTV, it's the Isle of MTV
right.
With Jennifer Love Hewitt's boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and he's on TV with girls that
Carson, right?
Yeah, Carson Daly, and they're lip syncing
yes.
to Brandy, Britney Spears.
Right, got some lovely, lovely. This is Carson, and we've got some wild, fantastic Britney Spears videos coming up. It's a hot, hot video.
Maybe I'm just
how
tuning in.
Is
how hot is it? I'm sorry.
It's so hot, I saw a worm dipping its robin in this sea.
You know, they've just turned it on at the wrong time.
Right.
But every time they're at the Isle of MTV, or they're playing the Blame Game. Have you ever seen the Blame Game on MTV?
And it's all floating times, isn't it? I mean, they all seem to float around. They don't have a regular schedule. That's their problem, man.
Was it a new Tom Green show?
It's a brand new one. One of the best ones. Two highlights. The beginning, he pretends to be an old man, goes to the supermarket on a lark, and runs over every display in the store. And they're trying like heck to get him out of there, but he's running over the people that work there and everything. End of the show, he takes some audience members home, drives into upstate New York at like 3 in the morning, and asks to come in the house. And these kids are all like 18 years old and scared of their parents. And the fathers are yelling out of their bedroom, like, get out, I'm going to call the police. And they're like going along with Tom Green trying to have fun, but they don't want to piss their parents off. One of the best yet.
Enjoy Tom Green while you can, because I believe he's going mainstream, and that's going to be the downfall.
That didn't sound quite as funny as putting a piece of excrement on a microphone and walking down the street and having people walk up to the microphone.
Yeah, funnier in its purity.
Hey, love the lark. Las Vegas show in Sacramento, still talking about it, best ever.
Thank you, my friend. Listen, I would like to call as my first witness today, Mike the Goofy Intern.
Mike the Goofy Intern.
Good. Listen, Mike the Goofy Intern, will you come here for a minute, please?
Mike the Goofy Intern, enter and sign in, please.
Now, Mike, I point out as my first exhibit here the call that you screened on line number 2.
Okay.
The guy on line 2, you screened that?
Yes.
Okay. Andy? Right, Andy. Guy calls up and he says, hey, I know why Tom Cruise's skin is so bad. Because he was abducted by aliens and he had a bad reaction to the anal probe.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The guy said that to you and you went, hey, okay. And you put them on hold, and you type it into the computer.
I thought you were looking for guys' reactions to why Tom Cruise looks like that.
I'm looking for somebody who might really know why his skin is bad, not for every junior Jerry Seinfeld out there. Come on, use your head.
All right.
I mean, I hate to say this. Christine Kerner had a little more going upstairs than you do, okay?
I didn't believe him, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't believe him. I think that deserves a round of applause.
That's a big step.
Come on, I got enough trouble going through these calls on my own when they're unscreened. It's awful when I see you screening the bad calls and telling these people, yeah, that's great, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, so future. Let's say a guy calls you up and says, hey, I know why Tom Cruise has got such bad skin. It's because he sat on a picture of Rosie O'Donnell. What will you say to that guy?
I don't believe you.
No, that's not the right answer.
No, you say goodbye.
Goodbye, okay.
Okay. Let's try. I'm going to have you screen a couple of calls right here.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic.
Here we go. So run me through the screening process, Mike.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this is calling about the Don and Mike show.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. My wife and I, actually, we just walked out of the theater, turned the radio on, and some guy was talking about that movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
We just saw it just now.
Great.
And I wanted to tell him about it.
Okay, what did you want to add to the conversation?
So far, everything I've heard has nothing to do with what's in the actual movie.
What's in the actual movie?
See, right now, if I'm screening calls, I already know that this guy will be no good on the air. See, I can already tell in the first 5 seconds that this guy wouldn't be good.
You don't spend this much time with callers normally, do you? You're just spending this time with them because you're on the air now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I just got a fight with some guy because I wanted to hang up on him too.
Oh, really?
Quick,
no, so. You know what? I think what Don wants you to do is just go through like you normally would if you were
just
screaming.
Give me a sign if you want me to hang up on them.
The movie sucks.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Try another one. Here we go.
That's right. And that'll be your hand. You can use that for your hand cue if you want Don to hang up on him. You just go.
Okay.
Do that thing you did with your
hand. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Not too much. Well, I was wondering if they watched Rosie O'Donnell yesterday and saw Susan Sarandon.
What about Susan Sarandon?
No, no, see, hold on a second. Hold on. When a guy says, when a guy stutters in the beginning and says, Rosie says O'Donnell, right away,
I'm nervous there.
You know that this guy is not airworthy. Okay. So you just say, okay. Thank you. No, they don't want to talk about it.
Thank you, sir. Not today.
Pretty good show.
Okay, got to be assertive with this.
Okay.
Just use that hand.
Headlights on and the pepperonis are showing.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, right.
Goodbye.
All right, here's another one for you.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, get that moron off the air.
What moron might that be?
A stinking call screener.
Why?
Now you said why.
See, you should
now,
just give me the hand sign.
Come on.
Give me the hand
Yankee hat. It's your Yankee hat you're wearing. That's
just
why.
Just give me the hand sign.
I learned from Broyhill to fight with these people.
Just hang up. This is the problem. I'm here fighting for my life. Mike and I are swimming upstream, and you are having conversations with people when you should be going through the calls as fast as you possibly can.
I'm not a moron.
Okay. Good.
Next call.
Good. He said, I'm not a moron, and he assertively gave the hand signal.
That's the way you get. Finally, you make a real hand signal.
Here we go. All right, Mike. Go ahead. Screen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Michael, the call screener. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I was watching the Craig Kilborn show last night, and Leah
Stutter,
Ricci was
Stutter.
On.
You no. Gotta say thank you very much.
See you later, sir. You're not air quality.
But you certainly are, Mike.
Right, keep going, Mike. Keep going.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, the call screener, is a jackass, and Mel Gibson in Brave ain't
it. Get rid of this punk.
Okay, good. Good. Now you got it. Hello. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I just saw Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah?
And
No. Mike, do you understand? When we've discussed something, we have a very small attention span.
Okay.
We've already discussed Eyes Wide Shut, so if a guy's called in like 10 minutes later to discuss the same topic, no, you just say no thanks.
I usually do. I wasn't sure if we were off that topic yet.
We're on the topic right now. The topic is how you suck at screening our calls.
You know what might improve your work, really, just for an experiment. Just humor me here. Just take the hat off for a second.
I knew you were going to say
just take
that.
The
I
hat.
Your Yankee hat off.
You can't
I
take
can't.
Why. Is your, you got a hat head?
Well,
take
I had
it
head,
off.
But all right. But I'm... I...
all right, put the hat back on.
Please do.
All
right.
Okay, Spider.
Okay, here you go. Try another one, Mike. Here you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Right.
Bingo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just was wondering if Don and Mike knew that their screener is a freaking idiot.
No, they did not.
Yeah, good. Right. You're being great with the hand gestures now.
Very good. Hello, keep going.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mr. Jackass. I mean, call screener.
Goodbye.
What the fuck's going on, baby?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell him about the movie Planes, Trains, and Anuses.
Come on, we left the anus topic last week.
Oh, that's right, Mike.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Very good, Mike.
Yeah. Way to go. Make
very
it
good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to say your screener sucks ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, goodbye. I won't argue.
His
goodbye.
Hand is losing its,
hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, what's up?
Just calling to say you guys are doing a great job and maybe you need a new call screener.
No, we don't.
Well, we might.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Goodbye.
Look at that. Look at him now.
Hello,
like he's
Don
doing
and
a
Mike
bookie
show.
Check now. Listen to this.
We've got a friendly, forgiving audience, don't we?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Got to check out Nicole Kidman.
You're not on the air, sir. You're on the air, but this isn't Don.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, you got to check out Nicole's.
No, not Nicole. We left Nicole Kidman.
Goodbye. Yeah, Paul Kidman's elbow on the cover of Style.
No, you called me earlier.
All right, very good. Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've got a new topic. It's about your the intern who's actually working down the front desk.
Who's that?
Now you're going to hang up on him.
No. You gave me the hand signal to hang up, and this is the first decent.
Hey, shut up! You're an idiot.
No.
You're fired.
This is the first decent topic that we've heard since we've been doing this today.
And we want to talk about that guy at the front desk.
Go on, sir. What did you want to say about him?
I actually went to high school with that guy.
How old are you?
Me? I'm actually 2 years ahead of him.
Which makes you?
Which makes me 21.
See, no, Mike,
I
know he's lying now.
That is a pointless question, though. You should just, here's how you do it. Watch, I'll say it. Hello,
yeah,
Don and Mike show.
It's Cameron Fay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Why, who is this?
This is the call screener. Goodbye.
That's it. You're gone.
Okay. That's how you do it.
I was trying to find out if he was in high school or not, because the kid's 17. If he says he's 2 years, I know he's lying.
So you're doing a little sleuthing? Okay, I'll accept that.
I learned that from Roy Hill as well.
All right. Go ahead, Mike. Take it otherwise.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I be a screener?
No. Hello, Dynamike Show.
Yeah, you guys suck.
Bye. Hello, Dynamike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Barbra Streisand.
Goodbye, Babs. Hello, Dynamike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk about the warts on Burl Ives' butt.
I don't know who that is. Goodbye.
You don't know who
Burl Ives is, really?
I didn't understand what he said. I don't know who that is.
Oh, you do know who Burl Ives is?
I've heard the name, but I don't know really who that is.
Okay, well, you're 12. That's all right.
I've heard of the name.
Take another one.
Hello, Dynamike Show. Goodbye. Hello, Dynamike Show.
Hey, I'd like to talk about that new movie, Anus Wide Open.
Come on, I'm tired of the anus calls. Goodbye.
You are so assertive. That is it. You really know how to put these listeners in their place.
Angry.
Dynamike Show.
Hey, I could screen your calls for $1 million.
You know, Dr. Evil.
I can see why people walk over you so easily, Mike. Mm-hmm. I really can. I can see why we get scammed so much since you've been answering the phones.
You know, he might be showing us his on-air personality, and I only hope that he's a little firmer back in the back room when he's not on the air, you know?
All right, we'll go back and answer some calls.
I do a good bit of fighting, yes.
Okay, well, don't do a good bit of fighting. Just give me some good calls.
You must be curt with people because time is of the essence.
Just give me some good calls, Mike. That's all I ask. Okay?
And really, if nobody's looking at you, take that Yankee hat off.
Come on. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy, is he awful.
Oh, for all worse.
Hello, Dynamike Show. Hello.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Mike, I'm on this line.
You're on two lines.
No, I'm on one line. I'm on line six.
I was on this one first.
No, I picked it up first.
I was first.
Don't argue with me.
That would be Inspector Gadget, a more experienced employee.
Oh, hello, Gadget.
Hello.
Hi. Well, let me talk to the girl. Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Can you put me through to Donna Mike?
Pardon me?
Can you put me through to Donna Mike?
What do you want to talk to him about?
I want to talk about the guy that is the screener.
What about him?
Because I think I could do much better.
Oh, okay. We'll put you right through.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Well, I just think that if I sat there...
Hi, who's this?
This is...
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, who's this?
Well, this is Debbie.
Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Guys. Well, wouldn't you rather have a naked screener?
Yes.
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 You have cut right to the chase.
Come down right now.
Where do you live?
I live in Virginia.
Fantastic.
Come down right now. I'm serious.
No, seriously. I think you guys...
Wait a minute.
No, I'm serious.
He is serious.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious. We'll pay about $7 an hour to come answer our calls in the nude.
Really?
Really.
With rubbing oil all over myself?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
The celebrity that I most resemble...
Don't repeat a question with a question.
Ashley Judd.
Come on down. I will fire Mike on the spot.
Are you lying or telling the truth?
No, I swear to God, everybody that sees me thinks I'm Ashley Judd.
But I'm asking you about coming down here and screening calls in the nude. Are you lying or telling the truth?
No, I will, definitely.
You will?
Come down right now.
Right now.
As long as I have an oil boy.
Right, we'll get you an oil boy.
We've got Buzz Burbank's over here. He'll be your oil boy.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
And when will you be down here?
Well, when do you want me?
Now! Yesterday!
Immediately.
20 minutes ago.
Okay.
All right, where in Virginia?
You gotta give me directions.
Where in Virginia are you?
In Alexandria.
And you
very
can,
simple.
You can make it out here, no problem.
Very simple. I have one of my Time Life operators pick up now. Mr. Broyhill? Mr. Broyhill, would you pick up line six again?
I want you to be honest with me, though, and I want you to tell me what you think of my body.
Broyhill?
Yeah?
Yeah, give this girl directions.
Okay.
And as soon as she gets here, you can fire Goofy Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
Dynamike Show.
Bye-bye. Here, Mike with a...
Here and back there?
A little different. Dynamike Show movie replaced by a naked lady.
I'm just going to show you the problem with Mike. The next time he picks up a line, I'm going to run a clock to see how long he spends online with each individual caller.
Okay. Very good. All right.
You've got to be rapid fire on this job.
Okay. Right.
Well, the whole time we've been talking here, he's been having a conversation. There he goes, right there. Okay. Reset right now.
No, he's quick.
All right, reset. He's just picked up another line. Okay. 5 seconds. 10 seconds. See, within 10 seconds, you should be able to tell if a call sucks or not.
He's still on.
You see line one, he's still talking.
Yeah, there he's gone.
Okay. It took Mike 16 seconds to discern that the guy on call one, on line one, was not going to get on the air. We've got to have a higher success rate than that.
Well, if we have a success rate with a woman who's naked.
Well, Broyle's been on the phone with her for a good minute and a half.
That is an encouraging sign.
All right, Mike has now gone to line four. I'm running the clock on him again. See, because calls are the lifeline to this show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, he was good. Okay. That only took him 7 seconds.
He's improving his time.
He's back on line one.
He likes line one.
Yeah, why does he avoid all the other lines?
Seems to be a lot, you know, avoiding two, three, and four.
What's his phone number, Rob? 467. Was that 467?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Why do you avoid line two,
That's
three?
Gadget.
Oh, Gadget. Can I talk to Mike?
Debbie. Yeah, hold on.
Hey, Mike, why do you avoid line 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Why are you exclusively on line one all the time?
I'm not exclusively on line one all the time.
We were just watching.
I go right down the line. I go right down the line usually.
No. We just watched you. You're exclusively on line one. That's your favorite line.
I was on it twice.
No, you're on it more than twice. I'm gonna watch you now.
Okay.
I want to see you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9. I want to see you go down all of them.
Okay. See how fast you can go through them.
Go.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Just the phone I'm talking to you on right now.
Yeah.
Just sit it down and let me hear you screen the calls.
Okay.
Just from your perspective.
Okay.
Go ahead. Turn down the monitor. Mike?
What did you want to talk to him about?
At the second traffic light, turn left.
Here, bro, he'll give the other girl directions?
Not yet. They're talking about me right now.
At the second traffic light, turn left.
He's a slow learner, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, at least he's moved to line three.
Oh, what? No song today. Got a mic show. About what? Collect your thoughts and call us back.
It's 300.
Collect your thoughts and call. He's getting better.
Yeah.
This is Mike. What's up?
The message you called me on?
Oh.
And now we're also hearing Broyhill, I guess, have a conversation with somebody back there.
Sounds like there's a woman back there.
Michelle Cole.
All right, thanks.
Wow. Oh, it's Michelle. Okay.
Woo! He's been on this line. That was a long time, but he made it through him pretty fast.
Okay, Tommy, right away. Dynamite show. Yeah.
Turn left.
Is Broyhill still giving the girl directions?
Yeah, that's a good sign. That's very encouraging.
Sick. No, they don't take any jokes. Sorry.
They don't take any jokes. Sorry.
So no need to say sorry. You could have saved half a second by not saying sorry.
No jokes. Too many.
Students? Let's see. High school's not in for the summer. Down to Mike show.
No, turn left.
Cool, dude. Thanks. Down to Mike show.
This is the soft underbelly of our radio show.
Yes, it is.
Exposed right now.
We're just doing a little on-the-job training right now.
Behind-the-scenes workings of the show.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, we simply can't afford the simulator, and he has to fly. He has to fly it, you know, while we're airborne.
With real artillery.
Some of the bigger airlines, you know, you can use the simulator.
Where are you calling from?
Ah.
Do you have a car phone?
Your boy is still talking to the girl. Do you have a car phone?
Yeah. This Gadget getting all the information. I hear in the background, I'd like to give somebody some insight into this. Charlie Broyhill, Gadget is now questioning the sincerity of the woman.
And Mike has screened a call.
Excellent.
That he believes is airworthy.
Very good.
Good. Let's talk to Robin. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi,
Robin.
I called to say that I don't think Mike is doing that bad of a job.
Oh, you don't, do you?
What a shocker that he would put this call through.
Well, you know, if you guys are looking over his shoulder, I mean, that's really intense pressure.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Honey, radio is a pressure-filled business.
Yeah, he has to learn to live with that pressure.
Not at $7 an hour.
Well, I got news for you. A lot more pressure working at McDonald's in the drive-thru window for $7 an hour.
At least you get fries there.
You ever had somebody screaming at you, where's my number three?
Yeah,
where's
absolutely.
My number four? Mm-hmm. You didn't give me my Tarzan toy with my Happy Meal?
I don't know.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, bye.
That's right, Robin.
Bye-bye.
You don't know.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, it's a learning experience for Goofy Mike, the intern, who's soon to be replaced by the nude girl.
Yes, that is if she's legitimate. Gadget's finding that out right now.
What's the phone number again?
467.
467. Let's get an update on Mike's replacement.
Hello?
Mike or Charlie?
Charlie.
Charlie, is the new girl coming down?
Yeah, she's leaving now.
Charlie, on the credibility scale, you think she's legit?
She's Canadian.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's okay. A little Canadian bacon would be okay.
Okay. As long as you don't mind.
Now, if she's naked and answering our telephones, that'd be great. She want to answer the phones every day or just today?
Well, I didn't get into that with her. I figured we'd get her down here first and go from there.
Fantastic.
All right. Very good, Gadget.
Okay.
How's Mike holding up through all this?
He stopped sobbing.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye. A lot of people working behind the scenes to make this show happen for you.
Absolutely, and we love them all.
It's a finely tuned machine we have here. Finely tuned. Mike, clear out the lines now. Helen, Mike, clear them out. Get off the line now. Disconnect your call on line six. Hang up, Mike.
There he goes.
There you go.
WJFK.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there. Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
They have the best radio show on the radio, Don and Mike.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
I was watching the TV show last night on Fox,
right?
About God.
It was about all about God?
Well, it was one of those Fox reality shows. It was one of those, ooh, live shows where anything can happen.
Ooh, very mysterious.
And what they did was they found all these stories like of pictures of the Virgin Mary that cried, mm-hmm. and the woman who laid in bed at night and got marks on her hands and her feet like Jesus on the crucifix.
Yep, stigmata.
And what they did was they actually went and interviewed these people mm-hmm. live. All of them were Mexicans. All of the interviews were done in Mexico.
I got this in Mexico.
And they had this panel of experts. And frankly, the panel of experts blew.
Were they famous experts?
No, I didn't know who any of them were.
This doctor.
Right. And for instance, they had the picture. It was a picture of the Virgin Mary, and it was in a frame.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what they said was, we were here. Hi, Giselle. It was Giselle Fernandez who was hosting the show, right?
Oh, I tell you, I see God when I see her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Giselle. Mm-hmm. They said, hi, Giselle. We are live in Mexico, and just 2 hours ago, we saw this statue cry. This statue cried in front of us. Yet I guess they forgot to put tape in the camera.
Right.
Because you never got to see.
Sure. Yeah, they couldn't put the effort in of staying there maybe for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And just waiting until the picture started to cry.
So you couldn't see the statue cry.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next story was, well, there's a lady that takes rose petals
mm-hmm.
and puts them in the pages of her Bible.
Okay.
And then she prays a lot with all of her friends,
mm-hmm.
and then pictures of Jesus and the Virgin Mary appear in these rose petals.
Incredible.
Right? So she had all these rose petals with pictures of Jesus and all this stuff, and they did the experiment. They mm-hmm. took a rose petal, they put mm-hmm. it in the Bible, they said,
right.
Now, we are going to pray, and we're going to see at the end of the show, there's a picture of Jesus.
Right.
There was Dick. There was
there at all?
Absolutely nothing.
So it was a big, and it was live, so that was the big excitement and a big letdown.
And when they were trying to prove if the pictures were real or not, they had some guy who was a flower expert at University of California.
They put so much time and effort into their reality program.
And the flower expert comes on and he says, well, Giselle, frankly, I don't know. It could be real. You know, some things we just can't explain.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Expert. Thanks for your help.
And then they had the lady who lays in bed,
right,
and starts moaning and stuff, and then she gets scars that appear on her forehead, and she got, like, big bloody welts on her feet and on her hands and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the stigmata yeah. lady that actually bleeds from the head and hands and
right.
feet.
Now, that was moderately interesting. I'm watching this, right? Now, what they didn't do, though, was give you time-lapse photography. So that you could see when she was laying in bed. And you know how they do that time-lapse stuff where you can actually see a flower bloom?
Yeah, right,
that, that kind of photography. They didn't do that. It was just her laying in bed. She'd go, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I don't feel good.
Sure.
Then the next thing you know, they go, Giselle, the most amazing thing has happened. Look. Look at her feet. Look at the feet. And you go to her feet. She got these big, bloody, what looks like little holes in her feet.
Okay,
right?
So it's really happening before the camera.
Okay, then they swab the blood.
Right.
They took a Q-tip and they swabbed the blood.
Is there any wound evident or...
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Well, why are they swabbing blood? And here's what the expert says. Well, Giselle, if that's really the wounds of Christ, there's a chance that that blood would be Christ's blood.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to do a check on the blood to see if it's Christ's blood.
Boy,
or
they're going all the way with the scientific explanation.
Wow. Or if it's her blood. Now,
so did they do that?
Yeah, I'm watching this thinking, how would you know if it's Jesus' blood? Who has Jesus' DNA on record, right?
Could they age the blood? Could they find out how old it was?
It was her blood. They ended up saying it was her blood.
Wow.
And then they said, and then the next day, the most amazing thing happened.
Right.
We went back to the woman's house the next day.
Right.
And all of these scars that we had seen were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they showed the woman laying in bed. She said, oh, I feel so much better now. I feel so much better. But I'm thinking, if I'm the guy running that show,
right.
I keep the camera on that lady
right.
24 hours.
Yeah, just to see what, you know, if she's like digging her fingernails into her forehead.
Right, because what they did was...
Elvis used to do that.
So right. He could get pain medication.
Right, he had a quarter-size hole in his foot.
What she did was, she had these holes and these scars. Then they said, okay, that's great, we're going back to the hotel, we'll see you tomorrow morning. And they come back the next morning.
She bloody again?
No, she was fine.
That's weird.
She had little scars. And they said that you could run your finger over the skin, and it appeared to be smooth.
Hmm.
You could kind of see where the scar was, and there were little crosses on her hand and stuff. So I'm watching this.
Well, I mean, pretty easy. I mean, I hate to say, hey,
no.
Who knows, something might happen, but pretty easy just to do it with your fingernail.
Yeah, right, and nobody watched this lady
right.
from the time the TV people left to the time they arrived the next morning. So still there's no proof, but they keep building up towards saying, finally we got something that's going to knock your socks off.
Right.
And, of course, it's at 5 minutes until 10. There's a woman, she's sitting in a church, and she's talking to the reporter from Fox, and she says, behind you now, Michael, that's the guy's name, I see Jesus. Jesus is behind you now. He thinks you're doing a wonderful job with this special. He is so glad you are bringing the word to people. And the guy's sitting there, and of course, you don't see anything behind the guy, right?
Right.
And then, this is how cheesy it got.
Right.
They said, we took a picture of the woman when she said she could see Jesus Christ, when he was in the image behind this reporter.
Yeah.
And
is it getting scary at all? Is it getting suspenseful at all?
No, not at all. They got a close-up of her eye,
yeah.
Okay, where she was supposedly looking at Jesus. And they magnified it 20 times. So on the computer screen, all you see is a real big eyeball.
Right.
And they say, look in the corner of the eye. There is something light there. There is some kind of light reflecting off that woman's eye. Do you think that is Jesus Christ? Look yourself and decide. And I'm about an inch away from the TV looking at this.
And it was just like a ray of light? It was.
No, it could have been a light from the TV cameras, for all I know.
Right.
I mean, it was the biggest rip-off, hokiest special that I've ever seen.
And they sucked you in.
Yeah, oh, they sure did.
They stayed with it.
I stayed with it for two stinking hours last night.
They sucked your brain dry.
Because I'm such an idiot, I stayed with it.
Man, that would be very... I would be angry if they did, especially if they were doing it, because you would think maybe if they get the magnification of the eyeball, you'd actually see the image.
And, no,
is that what they were kind of leaning towards?
Right, they were saying that without saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking real close at the TV. It was a Jesus. I imagine you could take a picture of anybody's eye.
Right.
And if they were looking off in the distance, there would be light that would be reflecting off their eyeball.
I mean, I'm not one to totally shut down the possibility of miracles,
right.
But when they put it on the Fox network, I think right away the credibility is destroyed.
Nor am I, and I thought it was an interesting concept
right.
that they were coming on saying, we are going to try to scientifically prove
mm-hmm.
if any of these things really happen. And in every single case, you know what their big friggin' expert said? There are some things, Giselle, that just cannot be explained.
Hey, thank you.
That's it. Good night, everybody. Stay tuned for the wildest police videos coming
next. What was Giselle wearing?
She's wearing a smart business suit.
Oh, yeah. With the plunging neckline?
Three buttons, I'm done.
All right.
Camera loves Giselle Fernandez.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So hot.
Very hot lady.
So very hot.
I'm glad to see that she's back on TV. Even though she's special, I'm glad that she is now with the Fox Network. Maybe we'll see her instead, you know, not that I don't like James Brown, but I you know, Giselle, easier on the eyes sometimes.
They might as well have had Terry Bradshaw, who's that, or Jerry Glanville. I'm here with There's a Crying Jesus. Woo, JB, I want to tell you, I saw that statue cry.
Now take a close look at my oversized belt buckle.
Thank ye. If there is... You know, and I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but if Jesus is walking around today and wants to get a message to people,
mm-hmm.
I would think that Jesus would come on this show
right
before he would go on the Fox Network.
He should. Yeah, I think if he came on this show, you might hear, you know, first words might be, just what the hell are you doing?
No, Jesus has a sense of humor, man. Jesus
yes.
will get into what we're doing.
Laughter makes people feel good.
Right? Right. So I just wanted to take a second to say, just in case all that was on the level.
Right.
If you're out there, JC, buddy.
This is a nice appeal.
Jesus Christ. Our toll-free number is 1-800-636-1067, although I'm sure you don't even need to use the phone number.
Right. Absolutely
you
not.
You can probably just pick up a payphone anywhere and get through.
He can make those lines light up. He can really do it.
Call us, and I'll give you $1,000 if you call today, Jesus.
$1,000.
$1,000
wow.
cash.
To his favorite charity.
If Jesus Christ calls the show today.
You get that? His favorite
Christ
charity?
To his favorite charity.
You know what I do by doing that? You find out if there's any real religion that's number one, huh? Because
yeah.
if he says, my favorite charity is such and such, what you'll know that's the one.
What would you do if he called in and he goes, hey, Don and Mike, what's happening? It's Jesus. Hey, I want that $1,000 done to the gay men's choir.
That's hey. I don't know what the hell I do. I know Homo. That would put Homo Joe in a better mood. That's for sure.
So I just wanted to say, Jesus.
Yes.
If you're out there, this is the show to call.
Call and chat.
But Jesus, you only have until the end of today's show. This is a limited time offer.
You know, when you start talking like that, I see you'd be good in that, you know. You'd be good at going and making that career change, you know. Go right down Jim Baker Highway.
Oh,
you,
my God.
You could motivate people.
I would be good as Jim Baker was at taking people's money and building myself an amusement park and
absolutely.
Condos that people could never really live in.
Good look people in the eye and say, I know for a fact, this is what he said to me. I know it. It's fact.
Listen, Jesus wanted me to buy another jet ski.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what he said to me.
Amen.
He said, buy yourself another jet ski. So, listen, our doors are open. No crying statues. We have no rose petals.
No.
We have no scars on our body.
We have some people crying based on the smell, but other than that, you know, there's
but
no problem.
Jesus, if you're out there, call this show today.
Please do.
And we thank you.
Very good.
Okay, now, let's see. Who's on the telephone? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hello there.
Hey, I just talked about the crucifixion thing.
Is this Jesus?
No, I'm sorry. This is Muhammad.
Oh, I could have told you that, Don. I don't have psychic powers, and I don't speak to God all the time, but I could tell on good authority this was not Jesus.
What would you do if we picked up...
a completely different religion, sorry.
What would you do if we picked up the phone? They said, Jesus Christ on line 5, and it was this voice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Dennis.
What if Jesus was Dennis Murphy?
You know, it would be... I think it would be poetic justice.
It happened.
Hey, but the crucifixion, to be crucified in Roman times, you'd have to be nailed to the wrist because your hands would tear. your hands would tear off. So
you think the stigmata is in and of itself is not legit because of that very fact that they would be nailed
exactly
through
right.
the... That's pretty makes sense.
Legit. All right. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, they were saying that they thought a lot of this could be like psychosomatic with this woman. That, you know, if you really convince yourself strongly enough that you could actually, you know, make these scars appear on your body.
And that type of thing has been around many places for many, many years.
Right. So I'm going to try right now. Please, scar Rob's body. Scar Rob's body.
Want the stigmata to appear on Rob.
Yes.
Right.
On his genitals. Please, Jesus, scar the genitals of Rob Spiewak. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yeah.
Mike.
This is not Jesus.
This is Jesus.
Oh, come on. You're not Jesus. I know you're not.
No, you'd have better diction if you were Jesus.
This is Jesus.
He almost sounds like Jason.
The diction either.
What?
If you were nailed to a cross, you wouldn't have very good diction either.
No, I don't buy it. All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know we have a lot of fake Jesuses calling us today.
Of course we will. You know, people are bored.
A lot of wannabe Jesus calling us today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
This is Will from Clemson.
Yes, hello, Will.
Hey, listen, we made it out to Greenville yesterday to catch Dennison Axon.
Ah, you saw Jesus Christ throughout the first pitch last night.
Hey, let me tell you, from before the game, he was out there just milking up the crowd. Loving it. People were coming down, taking pictures. I, for once, took a picture with my girlfriend.
Was he wearing his I'm a Major Effing Star t-shirt?
No, you know.
Was he wearing his white robe?
Exactly. The Bible belt. He couldn't really get away with that, I don't guess. He was wearing
Jesus Murphy.
His yellow and white shirt, striped shirt, I don't know. But he, you know, my girlfriend and I went down just to meet him and whatnot. He was checking out her boobs and everything.
And whatnot.
But he got out there to throw it. You know, a little kid went up and threw the first pitch out. Kid got a few claps or whatnot. Dennis came out there and just, you know, probably 50, 75 people apparently showed up to see him. And he milked it and he threw the first pitch and, well, went over the catcher's head to the backstop.
That's our Dennis. That's our Jesus.
And hey, at least he got it to the catcher. You know, better to overthrow than to underthrow.
Hey, you're exactly right. But they had TV out there and everybody. They, you know, they were filming the crowd cheering for Dennis and his pregame and post or pre-throw and post-throw and everything.
I will tell you something about Dennis Murphy.
He's got a following down there, doesn't he?
He does. He's had followings everywhere, but he has really milked his situation down in Greenville.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He had some tall broad with him. She was huge. Made him look like a midget. He was milking that.
Was she hot?
To me, no, I don't believe so. But Dennis apparently loved it. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey. Talk to you guys later, Radio Gods.
Hey. Thank you. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike. What's happening, bro?
Hey.
This is Jesus Christ.
I had no idea that Jesus was a brother.
Jesus could be a brother. I am very prepared for that eventuality. I know there are a lot of people who are going to be major league upset if they get up to heaven and find out Jesus is a brother.
Absolutely.
They get up there and Jesus got a Michael Jordan haircut.
We've been trying to tell people for a long time, and we just want you all to understand. And Don, why is it taking you so long, man, to have me to call in? You know, you ask for the call of 100. You know I'm a jealous God. But yet, you wait all these years now to ask me to call in.
Well, Jesus, we shouldn't waste all this time with small talk. We need to know what some of your big messages are for civilization.
Okay.
Good.
Come on. Come on. What's one of your messages, Jesus?
All right, one of my messages right now is the one big message I want to say to everybody out there.
You're listening to an exclusive interview with our Lord Jesus Christ.
To the best of our knowledge, we are talking to Jesus right now.
And this is for all my males out there, all men.
Yes, Jesus.
Creator. And I've wanted to say this for a long time. Pick old bitties, man.
Okay. All right.
That's not much to go on. That is not much to go on.
You know, and Jesus, when you do call today, you're going to have to make the lights go off or something. You're going to have to do some trick.
Yeah, he doesn't work that way, though. Remember, that's the devil's activity.
Well, I'm sorry. He's going to have to do something other than just call the show and say it's Jesus today.
Yes, and take old bitty.
I mean, maybe he can change his voice or something.
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, she's here.
This is not Jesus Christ either.
Now, in fairness to the Almighty, I think Jesus would be brighter than that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Much, much brighter.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yo, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I'm a black man out here in Virginia.
Right on.
I was flipping from WB to UPN. I passed by CNN, and I missed was on Larry King.
That makes me sick. Listen, Jesus, if you got time, could you also kill Imus, please? Before you call this show, could you just kill Imus? I'm so sick of the pub that guy gets.
Yeah, too much publicity. We're sick of looking at his craggly old face.
Truly sick of that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Fish.
Who is this?
Fish.
Fish. I thought for sure this is Jesus calling.
So did I.
In Vagoda.
Hello. Yep. How's your wife, Bernice?
Hello, Fish.
How's it going?
Hey, what can we do for you, sir?
Turn your radio down, please.
See, Jesus would not have his radio turned up loud also.
No. But this isn't Jesus, Don. This is simply Fish.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out, when Jesus calls...
he should remember to have his radio, or else we'll yell at him, right? Like everybody else.
Jesus Christ! Turn your radio down.
And you'd really mean it.
Do you guys remember the movie with Michael Keaton and all the three crazy guys?
The Dream Team.
Oh, man. My boy Peter Boyle was a riot as Jesus, man. I mean...
Yeah, he had a Jesus fixation,
oh,
right?
Oh, I got you. Right on. Hello.
Took a long time to get that from there.
Thank you, Fish. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Steve calling from Wheaton.
Yes, hello, Steve.
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago, I had to give a semen sample at a lab.
Why?
For a few reasons for my wife and I.
All right.
And, you know, the stuff they leave you to be able to, you know, to work yourself up, they left a basket full of Playboys.
Oh, see, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's
terrible. I was, you know.
You can't get a boner?
It's easier if they left some harder core material.
A doctor's office is not going to leave you a hustler. How about a
Well, this was kind of a reproductive center, and they said we were recommended to it, and I was like, why would we be recommended to it for this purpose unless there was a real, you know, kind of an exciting thing to do there?
Would you like a film? Like
yeah,
a videotape?
That would be a lot. It still didn't take too long, but...
You know, a good compromise would probably be like letters.
Even a hustler, mm-hmm. but a playboy. I mean, even when I was 8 years old, it didn't do much, let alone 38.
This is a pretty sick question, but when you went into the clinic, did they have any hottie, like, nurses working in there?
You know, to be honest, the receptionist woman was quite attractive.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't think that's an accident.
Couldn't you think about her?
That probably was an option I was thinking of because I didn't even know if they were going to leave me anything in there, and I went completely unprepared.
Was the receptionist the one who gave you the instructions?
Yes, she gave me a very, very general instruction. Leave the sample on the toilet and go into the collection room.
What do you mean, all over the toilet? Did it give you a cup?
There was a blank to fill in afterwards to say if there was any sample spillage.
Oh, really?
And I kind of wondered, well, how would you really spill it unless you were just flailing all over the place?
So getting back to this attractive receptionist, so when she's telling you to do this,
right?
Was there anything at all that you picked up on, or was she just as clinical as possible?
Well, you know, there's always a fantasy you have about that situation. But,
I know there is. Nurses.
I love guys, right? Guys are all the same.
Quite frankly, I was hoping for, you know, Sable in a nurse's outfit when I got there. And actually, the Playboy that they had there had a full pictorial of Sable.
Oh, Sable. Oh, well, Sable. See, you'd be able to do that with a picture of Sable, a naked picture of Sable.
It wasn't bad. I ended up actually, well, I don't, you know, how specific you want to get here, but I ended up being able to bring myself full with a Jenny McCarthy. Pictorial.
All right, so that worked all right for you.
Yeah, it was a blonde woman pictorial, and Pamela Anderson was in there, and it just worked.
Oh, that'll do it. All right, well, good. Well, listen, please call us back. And,
okay.
You know, let us know if you have any swimmers.
Oh, I would love to, and I hope I do because you know we're moving on in the family world.
All right, beautiful. Good. Thank you.
You guys are great. I love listening to you every day on the way home.
Thank you. We do appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, babies.
Hey, baby.
I need Buzzy to do me a favor, I hope.
What?
I'm having an insanely busy day at work. I just got out of here. I have to go try on this stupid bridesmaid dress for my friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I need him to sing me the Coming to Take Me Away song, because that's how I feel right now.
All right, that's an excellent request, Buzz.
Okay, clap along with me, won't you? Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Yeah.
Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats and coming to take me away. Ha ha!
Thank you.
All right.
You're
welcome.
Day.
Hope it helped. Glad I could help.
Thanks.
Jesus just gone and said, stop singing.
Yeah, I believe that.
Thank you. Up, oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
She got her fix. All right, listen, we have to do a break.
WJFK.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's right, my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on, come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. It so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting in black and white as an Infinity cost-cutting measure. The Don and Mike Show.
The management of WJFK has decided that while negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Get away. X-rated stars to hold benefits for Annie Sprinkle.
Now, I'm not familiar with this Annie Sprinkle. I've never seen any of her work.
I think her name is indicative of the type of film.
I bet she knows what that tree smells like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it.
Annie Sprinkle, honey. You know, we had a story about her on the show a couple of months ago that she's living on a houseboat
right
in San Francisco. Well, as it turns out, her houseboat sank.
Oh, the poor thing.
Mm-hmm. So the X-rated porn stars of San Francisco are holding a special fundraising benefit for Annie, which I guess took place yesterday.
All right.
Which are trying to raise enough money to buy her a new houseboat.
That's great. And what porn star doesn't want to live on a houseboat?
And she lost the master copies of all of her videotapes and all of her still photographs from over the years.
Geez.
All went up in flames in this houseboat incident.
Oh, yeah, how could a houseboat catch fire? It's surrounded by water.
Yeah, good question.
Above the water line, honey.
All right, we're going to call Annie Sprinkle right now. We have her home number. We'll see what's up with Ms. Sprinkle.
Hope she did okay with the benefit. I bet that was a...
But that was a wild event. Probably not wilder than our show Friday night in Sacramento.
Oh, Ms. Sprinkle.
Dang it, gonna get a machine.
Happiness is having your own telephone. Yippee! You reached the new studio of Annie Sprinkle at the Headland Center for the Arts.
She was a whore.
The glamorous Golden Gate Bridge. I'm either on the other line, checking email, or out and about. Please leave your message, and I'll call you as soon as I can. And see you Sunday at the Save the Mermaid Fire Show benefit on Father's Day.
Save the Mermaid.
Splash, splash.
All right, hold on. Let me leave this message.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah, go into real estate. Oh, man.
I guess we can't hear it again.
David Letterman calling me.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen. Yeah.
There he is.
Annie? Hello?
Little Annie Sprinkle.
Annie? Little Annie?
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning. Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
Thanks every time.
Well, all right.
Dave Letterman, everyone.
All right, she'll get on with it. Oh, listen, she's telling all her porn star friends.
Yeah.
David Letterman, the famous TV guy, called me.
He wants to be in a porn movie with Pop-Tarts.
All right, let's try the organizer.
Anything more horrible than seeing David Letterman in a porno movie?
Of the...
That's
we'll call
funny.
The organizer of the benefit. I don't know.
Oh, please. Of all the late night hosts, who would you?
2559-0069. This is the answer machine for Drs. Carol Queen and Robert Lawrence.
Hobo Joe here.
Please, if you'd like to leave a message for business for Carol Queen and Robert Lawrence, press 1. If you'd like to leave a personal message.
Please finish your recording now.
These are...
Or hang up to send your message.
Please leave your name, your phone number.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
These are the people putting on the benefit for Annie Sprinkle.
They also getting a message from
please
Dave Letterman.
Please enter your password.
Password?
Password.
I don't have a password on it.
We don't need no stinking passwords.
Hello? Let me try back.
Your old pal Dave. Dave Letterman. And Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that
he laughs. You know the dead giveaway that that's not Dave Letterman? It's the exact same laugh every time. Is there anybody else we can call and leave a Dave Letterman? I don't care who we're calling. I think that's funny. Just Dave. It's your old pal Dave.
Hey, Robbie. Why don't you buy your celebrity phone book? We call some celebrities and leave some Letterman messages.
You reach 255-906.
Okay, okay.
This is the answer machine for Drs. Carol Queen and Robert Lawrence. Please, if you'd like to leave a message for business for Carol Queen and Robert Lawrence, press 1. If you'd like to leave a personal message and you know us, please press 2. If you'd like to hear about the Annie Sprinkle... Hello, welcome to mailbox number 2. Please...
After the tone, please finish your recording within 20 seconds.
Hey, it's me, Dave. I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show. Earplugs. Oh, man. You know, sometimes I'm just so funny I crack myself up.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, let's try some celebrities
you
now.
You know, you haven't called Red Button.
Maximum time
hold on. Hey, the phone is on.
Hello? The phone is broken again.
Piece of crap telephone. Hello?
Why can't we have a facility like they do in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Hello?
See, lines? It's at line 7 again.
Pesky line 7.
A goddamn line 7. Won't hang up. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Don. How are you? Oh, wait. I think we're almost through. Hi, Don. It's your old buddy, Dave.
Hey. Hi, Don.
Charlie, are you on there?
Hi,
Mike.
Hi, Don. How you doing? I'm on the other extension.
Hey, it's your old buddy, Dave. I know you're going to ask me which talk show host I would rather see in a porno.
Yeah, of all of them.
Letterman.
Yeah.
Leno.
I'd probably be most interested in seeing Letterman in a porno.
Just for the novelty reason, or who do you think would look best in a porno? See, I don't think any of them really.
Mm-mm. Probably Letterman. You know what I mean? Leno's kind of fat.
Conan would look goofy.
Oh, please.
He'd look all, you know, white and pasty, like with a freckled butt.
I'd like to see Andy Richter in a porno, maybe. He would probably be the number one choice.
He's comfortable with his own nudity.
Wendell is fixing line 7. It'll be off in a second.
Oh,
and he's got you some sandwiches also.
And he's got you some shampoo. And he's going to come to your room and wake you up 45 minutes early. You know that, hello?
Excuse me. Ah! What is wrong with that? Ah, stop it!
Hi, troll pal, dial tone.
Damn it. All right, let's see. Who can we call and leave messages as Dave Letterman? Oh, we can call Jethro again.
Ah.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Max.
Then we can try, what do you want to call, Red Buttons?
Yeah, you haven't called him in a long time.
Red Buttons, I don't think so.
You could fool him.
Who always has a good machine? Hey, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
Wesley Snipes.
You good one? Also, we can try Dan Dierdorf.
Right.
Let me see. Fabio. We haven't called Fabio's machine in a long
time.
That's
nice.
There you go. Let me see. Who else would like to get a call? Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, brother.
Don Johnson. Oh, the real life Kenny Kramer.
Ah, yes, Kenny Kramer.
God, he is annoying.
Don Adams. Maxwell Smart.
We got his number.
Thank you.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Hello?
Are we able to use the telephone? That's
no,
the question.
We can't use the phone at all now until somebody fixes line 7. Hello? Not too annoying. Hello, everybody.
That's Dave Letterman's fault.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, buddy. It's your old pal, Dave. I wonder if you would take a request.
Yes.
Yeah. Go into real estate. Oh, man.
There he is.
Those are awful Letterman.
Dave Letterman.
Oh, my God. Hello. Well, everybody just tune that out.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Just pretend like that sound's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy to do. I hear nothing. It's mind over matter, Mike.
That's right. Let's practice Eastern meditation techniques.
I don't hear anything at all, man.
Quiet as a church. Where is Mr. Wendell? I'm starved.
Hey, Wendell, I thought he was coming right in.
No, he fixed it upstairs.
Stopped. No, it stopped because I took my finger off the button.
Oh, I was so excited. You gave me so much hope.
Damn it, would somebody please come fix the goddamn telephone?
Wendell says to fix it, he has to go upstairs.
He has to go upstairs to the roof. And
oh,
then,
that's where the Sambuca is.
No, he swings by, gets some sandwiches, and then has to fix it up on the roof.
Well, I don't feel like doing a break now. Fix the phone!
He's gone upstairs to do that for you.
You're like the 10th person that has told me that. Now, thank you, Gadget.
It's fixed. It's fixed. Consider it fixed.
Yay.
That's because Wendell went upstairs.
Right, he went to the roof. Right, I got
you. Upstairs, and he will have sandwiches.
Gotcha. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, see, phones work great. Thank you, Wendell. We appreciate it.
Great job, Wendell.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Nav. I was in the Monica Lewinsky contest on Friday.
This is Nav?
Nav. N-A-V. Nav.
Nav.
Hey, Nav.
Hello.
And you know her last name, Aho.
Uh-oh. Navajo.
Hi, Nav.
Hi, Don.
A gator.
Huh?
Navigator. Yes, hello, Nav.
Nav.
Hi. I just
Ritalova.
Thank you guys for coming down to Sacramento.
Nav Ritalova. Right. E. Navi.
Yes.
In the Navi. I was just thinking if you put a Y on the end of it, it'd be N-A-V-Y.
Navi. Navi.
Mike had made a little comment after I handed him my cigar that it was glistening like a glazed donut.
I don't believe it was me that said that.
Don said that.
I might have said that.
Was it Don then?
I think so, Nav.
He was the handsome one.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm beautiful. Thank you, Nav.
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know that because I was thinking of Rob A. and seeing him on stage with me.
Oh, right. He is the handsome one.
He is the handsome of all of us. The handsomest of
handsome
all of
devil,
us.
Handsome devil, Rob Spiewak.
And obviously has the favor of Nav.
Is he separated from his wife yet?
As a matter of fact, you want to know something funny? First thing Rob said to me today when he came in, I swear to God, he said, well, my wife's out of town again.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to Sacramento. She's out of town now. We overlapped for about 8 hours.
Oh, fantastic. Where is she, France?
I have no idea.
Hey, do you remember how we laughed when Rob went out on stage to introduce us on Friday night?
Right.
And Mike and I were standing backstage, and all we saw was Rob's big, giant head on those 9-foot video screens. Mike and I about bust a gut laughing at that.
The best thing is those screens for the first time allowed it to be seen actual size.
Thank you, Nav.
Okay, bye.
Bye, baby.
Oh, Rob. Rob, she likes you.
No, I have to show that I'm not interested.
She likes you, Rob. No,
she's a very nice lady. I want to get a friendship going with her.
Please.
So long, bitch. That wasn't very nice.
I meant it in the best way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Jay. I'm from Sacramento, and I called you guys Thursday. We're gonna shoot off all of our weapons up here now.
Shoot up, what do you have, like a cannon or something?
I got a 12-gauge shotgun, I got a .357, a 9mm, and a .38.
Well, you should probably call G. Gordon Liddy with that. We only are interested in guys shooting off their cannons.
We like ye old cannons, like the kind of cannons that are shot at the beginning of road races.
All right. You have a cannon there?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. I know this phone's a little staticky, but, Oh.
Hello?
All right, I'm still here.
All right, go.
Come on.
You all right?
Come on, shoot it. Shoot it real good.
I think those idiots are just firing their guns off. Firing their guns. Calling a radio show, firing their guns.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, it's your old pal Dave.
Hi, it's your old pal Dave. I've got a .357 Magnum.
Hello there. Well, all right. That line is clear. Let me use this line to call a celebrity.
Very good.
Okay, let's start with Jethro.
All right.
I think it was just a couple of weeks ago that we actually tried to leave a real message for Jethro Klaiba.
Right. Right.
Or is it Jethro Bodine?
Jethro Bodine.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll leave him a message from his old pal Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Dave Letterman. As we work our way through famous Hollywood celebrities.
Hey, it's your old pal Dave. Oh, here we go.
That's stupid code.
La, 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 la,
I got it turned down.
7, 8, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen. Yeah.
All right, I guess we can hear it back.
Message left.
All right, let's go to about Robert Conrad.
He's probably going to be interviewed a lot, but with the Wild Wild West coming out,
right?
The original James West.
Yeah, how pissed is he? He doesn't even have a walk on, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Innovative artist.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning. Either that, or I'm all goofy on Pop Tarts.
All right, listen, you're on the radio right now.
I am?
Yes, we're calling for Robert Conrad.
There's no one here with that name.
All right, thank you, babe.
Thank you very much.
Hey, take care.
Thank you. She enjoyed Dave. See, Dave's infectious.
Wrong number, honey.
Yeah, wrong number,
okay.
Honey.
All right, are you ready for a real funny one?
Okay.
We call it the Letterman backstage number.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect timing too. Shows in the middle of taping right now.
Right. Remember that time we called and we talked to that stage guy? We
talked to Biff Henderson.
That famous guy. Okay, I gotta tell him they're on the air first. I'm gonna work that.
Backstage.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
Thank you very much.
They're unfazed. Unfazed backstage at Letterman. They don't. They've heard it all.
That's right.
Okay, let's try one more before the break.
Very
okay?
good.
Let me see. Jay North, Ted Nugent. Let me know when we hit a good one here. Ahmad Rashad. Okay, Snipes. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. I saw him in Las Vegas with James Woods. They're making some kind of movie together.
Right.
He's usually home a lot, though, too. Remember this answering machine, too? Snipes.
If you'd like to speak to
Snipes.
Robbie, has this got the new number?
Yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah, because remember last time he called, he had changed his phone number.
Right.
Dave Letterman making all kinds of calls.
That's right. Very busy today with his phone.
Oh, really?
Okay. I deleted it out.
That is
905. Hi.
Snipes.
And,
I.
You're D10.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to have Dave leave a message on the voicemail at the other number.
On his new number.
It's excellent.
On Wesley Snipes' new phone number.
Hello, I'm Wildfire, and you've reached the office of...
Snipes.
Please.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Please say, put my call through, or take a message.
Take a message.
Okay, first I need your area code and phone number. Oh. Please enter it using touch tones, followed by the pound key.
Okay. All right. 800.
Now leave your message, then hang up or press pound. Go ahead.
The tape's not queued up.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, wait. The tape is not queued up.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Okay, I'll stop. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no!
Okay, all right.
Not fair.
fair.
Hold on.
Not fair, Dave.
A damn tape.
Dave loping over the machine.
All right. Hold on.
All right.
Wes Snipes.
All right.
Hold on. The tape is still not queued up. What is this on, a 5-minute cart?
Okay, got it. Okay. Takes a long time. As you can tell, the WJFK studio, completely digital.
Please say your full name.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave.
Please say, put my call through or take a message.
Put my call through. Take a message.
Take a message.
I'm sorry. Press 7 for put my call through or 8 for take a message. Okay, first I need your area code and phone number. Please enter it using touch tones, followed by the pound key.
#800
Now leave your message, then hang up or press pound. Go ahead.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen. Yeah.
Got it. Hang up or press pound to send it. Otherwise, to hear your message, press 1.
Oh, good.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen. Yeah.
Hang up or press pound to send it. I'll see that he gets it.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
We've got to remember to do that again.
Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, we really do.
Oh, I'm getting an ice cream headache now.
Hey, pal. It's your old buddy Dave.
Dave Letterman.
WJFK.
Who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me.
I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries. Pizzas. We need 2 big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, a whole lot of water, and onions.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're guys, guys. Don and Mike.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my friend.
Topical is today's headlines. That's what we are.
That's what this show's all about.
And what's the big news story on everybody's mind?
Kosovo?
No.
I know, it's Star Wars.
No.
Colorado, the shooting.
No.
No?
Strippers.
Strippers?
Strippers?
Strippers in the news.
And how the IRS is trying to get their money. How the IRS is unfairly auditing many of today's modern strippers.
Well, I know nothing about the subject, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's just not right.
Well, joining us now, and of course, we've done no research on this at all, so we're going to learn about this as we go.
Robert Duvall is just entered the studio here. Robert Duvall from 3 Mile Island is just entered the studio here.
Hey, how you doing here? Hey, the apostle's here.
Hey, friends.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Don Mike, hi.
Hi, now who are you?
I'm... You? Introduce your... We'll start off here. I'll introduce myself first.
Yeah, excuse me. Could I ask a favor?
Sure.
Could I perhaps, maybe if you stood over on the right side, I wouldn't be looking directly at your ass. Thank you. Right, thank you very much. Just right over there. There we go.
There you go.
That's more
beautiful.
Like it. That's it. That's
beautiful.
That's okay.
Oh, boy. Now there's lots of asses in this room now.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So you are...
We are the National Audit Defense Network, and... Basically, what that is it's a membership organization. It's made up of former IRS agents, national organization. These men and women left the IRS for a lot of different reasons. Basically, we've switched sides. You join up just like AAA Automobile Club, and for that, if you have a problem with the IRS, we step in and represent you.
So you used to be an IRS guy.
I was a federal law enforcement agent, but all of our technical staff was former IRS agents, every one of them, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
And these girls, you're representing these girls?
And these girls are actually members of NADN. And, you know, I might want to add that in order to be an associate of our network, you have to be fans of the Don and Mike Show. We listen to you guys every day.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And we thank you for that.
Bravo.
Now, let's meet the girls, if we could get them to sign in, please.
Absolutely.
And then we'll hear about their plight.
Hi, I'm Alexis, and this is my friend Heather.
Hi.
Hi, Alexis. Hi, Heather.
And, we're from VegasGirlsToYou.com. You can check us out on the internet right now while you're listening to us.
Alexis just can't stop playing with that bathing suit. I just happen to know.
You girls have on very tiny bathing suits.
Mm-hmm.
Very small bathing suits.
Yes, that's a lovely pattern. Very 1970s on Alexis's bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might mention, for your listeners out there today, it's kind of a treat. If they log in right now at VegasGirls.com, they can see these two ladies as they're on the air right now.
How could they do that?
Log in, VegasGirls.com, go to the private dancer section, and they're there, Heather and Alexis.
This is real naughty, but I don't particularly care right now. I don't. So how are things going with your cause or whatever it is?
Well, I would just like to ask if the clothes are coming off here.
Oh, that's true.
Well, that's true. You know,
you are strippers, and we were hoping that you. But now I don't want to look at his butt again. All right. All right. All right.
All right, girls.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Okay. Now again, somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, now wait a minute. Holds are both sitting on the same chair together.
Oh, and the guy is here. All right. All right.
And
I just want.
How about the right side? How about you go over the right side? That's where I've wanted you to be since you came into the studio.
Right now.
I'm trying to kick him out.
No, just over there. Right over there. Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Duval. Okay. All right. He is a Robert Duval lookalike.
Absolutely. Have people told you that, sir, that you do look like Robert Duval?
Absolutely.
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 That's it. Okay. Yeah, I'm comfortable.
All right, now let's all get comfortable.
Fantastic. That's
let's all
better.
Get a little more comfortable. Now.
That's great. Now, you ladies have worked together before, is that true?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many ways, definitely.
Okay.
Many, many ways.
Many ways.
Many ways.
Well, we'd like to see a couple of the ways that you,
well, tell you what,
that you work together.
You can get your point across about your little organization.
Yeah, one of the things that we do, of course, you know, people that work for gratuities to get tips, that type of thing, these people are normally targeted by the IRS.
I was hoping that there would be a little tip in it for Mike and myself.
Well, there absolutely is going to be that.
Oh, there's
speaking of
be
tips.
That. Yeah, okay. Well, but see, the way it works on this show is you it's like when you go to a restaurant, you get good service.
That's right.
Then you tip. It's kind of reverse on this show. You tip first, then you get the good service.
We're kind of a pay up front thing before you go into your spiel there.
Hey, mama didn't raise no fool.
All right. Well,
you guys have two complimentary 2-year memberships with a national audit.
Okay. Well, thank you.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Right. But
now, is the national?
It really is helpful. It really is. I'll just
that's
find
good.
It is helpful.
I think it's a fantastic organization.
Stripping time.
Stripping time now.
Yes. You know, breast deduction. Did you know that a breast deduction is actually tax deductible?
You mean breast
implants are actually tax deduction?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the things that...
I think it's awful to have strippers in the studio and they're wearing their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Heather, would you show these guys here?
There you go.
Show these guys.
That's better.
Yay.
The work was done.
Much better.
Bravo. That's much better. Thank you.
Bravo.
Now go ahead and talk all you want.
Go ahead. Tell us all about
all
your organization. Fantastic.
That's all we wanted.
Let me just say this. National Audit Defense Network doesn't necessarily condone escort services or anything else, but if we can help strippers, okay?
Right.
If we can help people that are in this line of work, we can
look
help
what
anyone.
She's doing.
I'm telling you,
look
this is very
doing.
Hard to do here.
Come in, Tokyo.
Oh, my God.
You know, I will tell you this, though. People that come to Vegas, they actually want sometimes escorts. They want to go to shows. They don't know the area, this type of thing.
Mike is going to Las Vegas this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
Mike?
Don, but I will have my own escort, and I'm taking my wife. That's something you have picked
Don?
The time to bring that up. Yes, I will be in Las Vegas this weekend.
Well, maybe we could get you a complimentary escort with VegasGirls.com.
Well, did you hear? I'm going with my wife! That is
when you were sitting on my lap before.
All right, so you girls, when you girls strip, is the issue here, like, when guys give you dollars and stuff, that the IRS wants some of that money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you girls,
oh,
yeah. Now, are you honest with the IRS about the amount of money that you bring in, or do you just want to keep the dollars and not tell the IRS about them?
That's big trouble. That's when we called NAD. And they stepped in and helped us.
These girls are both naked.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's actually what we do.
Semi-nude.
We actually help these people. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. We help you by finding deductions.
She what?
She got all her money back.
So those are not real?
No.
Your boobs? Those are fake?
No. These are fake.
They look real.
Yeah, it's a great job.
They do look real.
They're very squishy. They feel natural.
They look real, and I see you're squishing them all up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like them, huh? You enjoy them, and they're very nice. And you sure as hell enjoy your job, too, don't you? They picked the right man for the job.
Does Alexis love your breasts?
She loves my breasts.
Really?
Really? How much, Alexis, do you love her breasts?
A lot.
How much?
You have to get on the internet to find out.
I guess a show with 5 million listeners ain't going to cut it today, huh?
Okay.
Fetishes. Are you girls into kinky stuff?
Maybe. What kind of fetishes?
You fetish.
What kind of fetish do you have?
Girl on girl. We like dancing together.
Girl on girl.
Girl on girl. So you guys actually do a show?
Yes.
Yeah. What does that show entail?
Dance routine type of a show.
A dance routine?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So when you do this dance routine, if you're in a strip club and a guy comes up and gives you a $20 tip, would you put that money in your pocket and not declare it on your taxes?
Are you going to answer? Are you waiting for me?
Well, you can be honest.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
In the past,
trying to explain.
Be honest. Go ahead. Just tell him. Actually, what they'll
have
do
these
is,
girls been briefed at all, sir? Or what, you just what find them outside or something.
You know what?
Like
I'll tell you something very seriously. When we came, we're sitting in the green room. We told these ladies, be honest when you go on here. We don't want to go on there. We don't want to BS anybody. We want you to tell the truth. We don't have to lie. The fact is that the IRS does make you claim your tips once upon a certain level of income.
Right.
Now, what we do is we go and we show them, for example, their pubic hair right now has been trimmed in a certain way.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
That's a very expensive process. Show him what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
Can you see this? Stand up so he can see.
Oh.
Now, that actually costs $30 per haircut to do something like that. Now, that
costs $30 to do that?
That's a tax
deduction. Rob, did you see that?
I did not see that.
Rob didn't see that.
Can Rob
show
see
Rob,
that? Click or play and the price is right.
All right,
Rob,
there we go. Yeah.
Oh, look. Look at that.
Now, that's a $30. That's
I didn't really see
haircut.
That, Don.
Buzz, come on in.
Okay. Buzz, would you like to see that? This is a $30 haircut.
How much would you pay for this haircut, Buzz?
I claim like about $50,000. So I claim off the whole lump sum.
Saying that the IRS?
How much of $20 I give them.
The IRS doesn't want you to claim. Oh, Buzz wants to see the $30 haircut.
And so that $30 haircut should be a deduction.
See the trimming?
Yes, $30 to $30.
All right. Actually, no, it's not that the IRS doesn't want you to take it per se, but what happens is that when you start taking rightful and legal deductions, the IRS will question these things in a lot of cases, and that's when you really need, and I'm not just talking about NADN, but you need professional help if you're going to save money. We're paying 50 cents on the dollar in taxes, don't
we? So are you giving them free legal advice, the strippers that require it for audits and things like that?
If they're a member, they have a problem, we represent them for free, as we do all of our members. We step in. We're the people that defended Paula Jones, Willie Nelson, when Paula Jones got audited after she turned down Bill Clinton's offer for settlement.
And all for free, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Doesn't cost them a dime once they're a member.
So you go in and argue. Let's say I'm the IRS guy. Let's do the argument. And I say, listen, I got the return here, and frankly, I'm not going to let her deduct $30 for getting her pubic hair cut.
And our response would be, this is a cost of doing business in this person's line of work right here. Just like as a mechanic, you have to have a box of specialized tools to work on certain automobiles.
That's right.
These are the tools of their trade. It really is. And these are
making money with a brush like
this. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Auditor, I mean, would you want to pay to see that? Of course not. Now, these are the tools of their trade, and we have to keep them in good shape, and that's what we do.
When you worked for Willie Nelson, did he ever get his pubic hair cut?
We can't talk about that.
Okay.
Well, that would be, that'd be a nasty. You'd need a weed whacker for that.
All right, so you help out these strippers.
and everybody else. We have small corporations, business people all over the United States. It's a national organization.
Well, then, if you're doing this gratis, and the girl said that they're not paying you, where are you making your money from on this?
It's an annual membership fee. Just like AAA Automobile Club, you pay an annual membership fee, and for that, we step in and defend you.
Besides the trimming of the landing strips and and the breast augmentation, what are some of the other expenses that would go into this?
That's a good question for a stripper.
Clothing.
Clothing.
About oil.
Tanning.
Oil.
Windex.
Windex, yeah, for the mirror and bag.
With cream.
Health maintenance.
Health maintenance. Right.
Like, I'm very serious.
You're proud of that one, aren't you? Yes.
We can use as a tool for dancing.
Anything that would further enhance their ability to go out and make money.
Yes. Sex toys? Would you let these girls deduct sex toys?
Oh, I'd let them deduct anything they want. Now,
all right, would you advise them if you were looking at their tax return for
probably,
them to...
That would probably not fly.
Really? Now why would that be? If they were going to do, say, a show and it involved a sex toy, why wouldn't that...
Well, maybe a stage prop. A stage prop, if it was used in that capacity, would. But I'll tell you, that's the question for our tax experts. We've got some of the best tax attorneys in the nation. And these guys, when they go through this stuff, they know what they're doing. So they're not going to tell them to take anything that's going to raise a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, one of the other things we might want to mention is that... coming on your show like this, we've got to do something special for the Don and Mike listeners.
Oh, I was hoping you'd get around to that.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Sure.
Can we do this?
These girls have been almost naked in here. Sure, go ahead.
That's right.
You know what, for all your listeners
almost
out
naked.
There, this is audit season. This is
we did see their haircuts.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. We did see the haircuts.
I tell you what, while I do this, why don't you guys stand up again?
Yeah.
This is audit season right here. And for audit season, we're going to give away 30-day memberships to anyone that wants to call our office right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
will you spank each other?
Oh, my goodness.
Good.
Get your paper ready. We're going to give you a phone number.
That's very nice. What?
You're giving what? What are you giving away?
We're going to give away a 30-day membership. And more importantly, we got a book. It's a bestseller.
Yeah.
New York Times bestseller.
I'm not listening to a thing you're saying. I don't know if our listeners are or not.
Are.
Once said, she's playing with her bathing suit again.
Yeah.
She just keeps playing with her bathing suit.
It's a $30 book, How to Pay Zero Taxes. Call this number right now.
Okay.
We'll give you the book free. It's 1-800-AWAY-IRS. Now, that's a $30 book, 600 pages long. Just ask the question, how do I get a free year's membership? Because we're giving away free year memberships.
How much does it normally cost?
It's about $450, $500 bucks a year.
How about that? I actually asked
a legitimate
question.
That's actually a tax deductible, though.
Thank you, Rob.
But you know what?
What did you say?
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
I don't remember.
What day is this?
Yes.
You know what? We do have about 10,000 books to give away at about $30 a piece.
Are you traveling around the country with these two ladies?
We actually flew in here for your show and one other one, but this was special for Don and Mike.
You flying right back tonight, or are you doing an overnight in the city?
No. My wife tells me I got to get home tonight.
Oh, you have a wife. So you are from where? From Vegas?
From Vegas, right.
From Vegas. Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely. Okay. And we know that everybody in Vegas right now is listening because you guys got a lot of fans out there.
Oh, yeah, we do great out there.
You know,
absolutely.
You really do.
We do great out
there. I wasn't exaggerating. I know you thought I was blowing smoke. I was not exaggerating when I said the office listens to you guys. We really do.
Oh, the IRS?
No.
Oh, you mean your office?
The anti-IRS.
Oh, the anti-IRS.
Audit Defense Network, 1-800-AWAY-IRS.
Beautiful. Gotcha. All right. Strippers, get out of here.
VegasGirlsToYou.com listens too. So
VegasGirlsToYou.com.
Well, and we thank Vegas Girls.
Drive around at night and wait for a job.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Don, Mike, thanks, guys.
It's been a pleasure.
We appreciate you coming by.
Appreciate you having us on.
Thanks so much.
Free book, free membership. Call right now.
Gotcha.
Cool. Very good.
So strippers want to deduct getting their pubic hair shaved.
That's true. And we found that out.
Well, the taxpayers are getting their money's worth.
Yeah, we're hoping for a little more choreography, frankly.
Well, I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining at all. Of course, I didn't have Robert Duvall sitting next to me the whole time like you did.
Thank you, girls.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you.
There they go.
You think they had any idea what they were doing here?
No.
I mean, I know
the girls didn't. No.
I know he had an idea what he was doing.
He had a total idea. He was, when you asked the question about, I forgot.
I'm not sure, but I think we can put this down as public service time.
I think you're absolutely right. I think my butt's going to be bleeding because I think we just got taken. I think the guy just came in and got like 15 minutes of free commercials.
Right.
Because he had a couple of girls take their tops off and show us their haircuts.
It's a service you pay for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
a membership.
Yeah.
No, we got taken.
All right, we actually did. How about
that? Whatever. Oh, well.
All right. Well, you know, they flew in all the way from Vegas.
Nice of them to make the effort.
Yeah.
They took their tops off.
Mm-hmm. Strippers have rights, too.
Of course they do.
I guess so.
So that's a deduction when you do that, according to him.
I remembered that part of the interview.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello. Up, we had a strip. You know, damn this phone system. It was one or two strippers that were online who actually had relevant questions.
When we had that, you know, the phones are going wacky.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hello. I look at that. Now all the lines have gone dead.
Oh,
there were strippers on three different phone lines that were calling with pertinent questions.
Not bad. But the studio is filled with the odor of perfume.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Stripper smells like studio. Smells like stripper now. What did I say? Stripper smells like studio.
That too.
Hello. Oh, this is a mess. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Matt, talk to Donna Mike.
Are you a stripper?
Yeah.
Are you one of the strippers that called before?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
How old are you?
18.
Never too young to start, Mike. Please turn your radio down.
This is a kid. Yeah.
How old are you?
That was a kid.
All right. You know, it was up on the screen that there were three different strippers that had called
in. A little cloudy in here right
Hello.
Now.
Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Lost her focus just for a second.
What? Hello? Oh, forget it.
This is one of those moments the phone is lucky to be staying in the studio right
Hello?
Now.
Hello? Oh,
hey!
Ah, screw the phone. Yo. Okay, well, you know, strippers, they don't like to be audited by the IRS.
And who can blame them?
Wow. That one girl really liked doing the Come in Tokyo thing.
Yes, she did indeed. You know, it was hard to tell that they were fake constantly.
Yeah, with the way she was squeezing them and everything.
They were not only fake, but she didn't pay for them because she got reimbursed from the government. Like having your own worry beads.
Thank you. Thank you, Hal F over there.
And thank you, girls, and thank you, Robert Duvall guy, anti-IRA. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. We'll be right back.
WJFK. 8% of that group sampled at least one premier to give us their opinion of the product. Bottom line, well, of all the groups we tested, the response to Premier was just about uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They all said they tasted like shit.
They all said that? Nobody liked them?
Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
Today?
Today, to here, to now.
Upwards of 350. We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip? God almighty, Ed. We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon, and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? A fart?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
Tastes like and smells like a fart. We got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan. I'll give you that.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Now, as for the ratings party last night.
Wow!
Yeah. Not a worse party I've been to in my life, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I've never partied that hard and had a bad time.
I mean, I had a better time at the Blair Witch Project than I had at this party last night.
Wow. Yeah, I wish it sounded like that. Should hear the sound of billiard balls.
One good thing that happened, though, was that, you know how Frida is always on my ass, that I never bring her to the parties.
Right,
she never gets to come to the party. Well, last night, I invited her. I said, honey, you know, meet me there. Join me. We'll party the night together.
Sure.
Well, she found out firsthand what sucky parties we had.
Oh, man, that was horrible. That was one of the worst of all time.
It was. And on the way home, her comment to me was, I don't think I'll be coming to another one of your station parties again.
That had so many elements in place to make it a bad party that it just couldn't succeed.
Okay, here's what happened last night. First off, you know, generally, when you're going to have a party,
yeah,
and well, first of all, the party was out of place because the ratings came out 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and frankly, they're in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, right. The freshness is over. We're already, you know, looking at the next ratings.
Right, so we're having a party for something that happened a couple of weeks ago, and frankly, it's kind of worn off.
Right.
The station, because this is such a cheap station,
mm-hmm.
refuses to just get a restaurant or get a bar somewhere and just close off part of the restaurant or the bar so that the people from the station can socialize.
Right.
Instead, they had the party last night in a big pool hall.
Yeah, a billiards bar. A very nice billiards bar. But
very
it was
upscale place. We had no complaints. The place is fabulous.
And the management and the staff there, I do have to say, they did a great job. They did a fantastic. There are no aspersions cast on the restaurant.
We have no complaints with that. It's a great location. It's a great place to celebrate.
Right.
But we're standing there with people that are having their dinner.
Right.
And people that were coming in to play pool on their own.
Sure.
And it was like the people from the station, you would turn your back from talking to somebody, and you turn around, and there was some guy who you didn't know who would say, are you using that pool table now?
Yeah, we were really, the room was, the side of the room that we were on, that where we had our party, was filled with pool tables. And I actually, you know, if you went around on the other side, there's actually another area that really wasn't being utilized.
Oh, was there really?
That would have been on the right side of the bar. That would have been probably a little bit better. But instead, they had us interspersed among the pool tables. And, of course, everybody, you know, nothing to me says let's socialize and let's chat about our successful station than a bunch of sales guys playing pool.
Well, I spent almost all the time that I had at the party, a couple hours with the salespeople,
mm-hmm.
and it was an evening of swimming with the sharks.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I know that a lot of people think that there's backbiting and there's infighting among the people on the programming side of the station.
Sure.
And you're right. But I want to tell you, I have never spent 2 hours with people smaller, more petty, people willing to bite the heads off of anybody that was not standing in the immediate group and talking with us, as I did with the salespeople last night. And I said to Frieda on the way home, I can only imagine what they are saying about us.
Oh, sure.
Now that we have left the group.
Absolutely.
Because someone would walk up and everybody would talk to them and go, hey, you're great, congratulations. And as soon as the person would walk away, they'd go, oh, that guy's a son of a bitch. It was
like that.
Without a question.
Yeah.
The cattiest group I've ever been with. For the most part, when we have a social event,
sure,
I hang out with the disc jockeys,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the programming types. Well, because it was so spread out last night,
you were, you know, you made every effort to kind of work the room and talk to everybody that was in the room, as did I, and you're absolutely right. That's what happened.
I ended up spending a lot of time with the salespeople, which I found very interesting, because, you know, you find out all the stuff that you don't really know is going on at the radio station until you talk to the salespeople.
Well, until last night, I don't think I ever accurately gauged the level of unhappiness among the employees here.
Yeah, a lot of our sales staff is just hating life here.
They're just, I mean, yeah, they're here, they're existing, they're doing a very good job, they're selling a lot of spots, but, you know, by and large,
they hate life.
It's kill or be killed. It's more dog eat dog than I think I've ever seen before.
I heard the problems with buying a file cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the problems with getting parking receipts paid for.
Right.
I saw firsthand the fight over the people who didn't want to pay the bill last night in the restaurant. Where Ken left without paying the bill.
Right.
Then Alan was supposed to pay the bill, and Alan tried to push it off on Michelle, and Michelle started screaming at Alan, saying, well, wait, you never paid me for the file cabinet that I bought.
Right.
And David Hainline said, well, I'm not paying it because I had to buy my own fax machine. You guys wouldn't pay me the fax machine. I'm sitting there watching this going on. I was just blown away by all of this turmoil with the salespeople.
It was a little uncomfortable. I don't want to slam anybody here. I really don't. But I'll tell you this.
I do, and I'll tell you about that in a moment.
But last night, you know, people coming up and saying, hey, you guys, congratulations on the ratings. It just seems to me it didn't need to be said. You know what I mean? It really, and every time it was said, I appreciate it. It's very nice. But it didn't feel, maybe it's because it was 2 weeks after the fact.
Yeah, and that's why.
It didn't feel right. You know, it's like, hey, congratulations. So, what?
Well,
you know, I didn't get it.
I want to take just a moment out of our busy broadcast day to salute once again my favorite station employee, Bretta.
Oh, here we go again.
Now, listen. I walked into this joint last night, and I saw Bretta across the room.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have done with Bretta over the last 4 weeks of our feud,
yes,
I was planning on having no contact with her.
Okay.
Okay? Everybody, I think, who listens to the show understands my problems with Bretta. To a small extent, it's the fact that she took my parking place.
That's what started it, right?
Okay. But frankly, that's not really it. What really fries my ass about Bretta, and she does this all the time, is when we're playing commercials, and I walk towards the back of the station.
And she's listening to another station.
She's got her boombox cranked on a station that plays records.
Right.
And I've mentioned this before, that is just insulting. That's... You know, you're working at a radio station where we're piped through the station.
Right.
You go walking back by the salespeople. She's listening to another radio station.
I'm not aware, and I haven't been aware for some time, of anybody else that does it here. Right. I mean, I hate to say that.
She's the only one.
Right.
So that's the real reason that I got the bone to pick with Bretta. And frankly, I've enjoyed over the last 4 weeks,
right,
you know, shutting doors in her face and walking down the hall and saying, you know, I got nothing but love for you, Bretta, than turning and walking away.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, sure, it's a legitimate, you know, gripe, but it's not the be-all, end-all. And I,
well,
certainly, you know something?
To Bretta, it has been.
I know, it is. I found that out last night, too. And I my advice to her was just let it go.
Listen, right, it was the most awkward 10 minutes of my life.
I looked across the room, and I saw your head at a jaunty angle, and then I saw your head kind of shaking back and forth. I said, oh, my, they're going at it again.
Rob and I and Michelle and Frida,
wow,
and Alan and David, we were talking. There's like six people standing around the pool table talking, having some nice conversation.
Right.
Bretta came up. She gets her face right in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I've been avoiding her all night like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up, and right away she says, hi, Don, how are you? I said, I'm fine, Bretta. And at that point, she just started to stare at me. Right,
yep,
Rob?
There were so many instances where she should have just walked away.
I was not looking for a fight with Bretta last night. I swear to God I wasn't.
True. See,
live and let live.
Trying to avoid her, just saying, listen, I don't care. You know, I'm a little mad at you, but frankly, my world doesn't revolve around the great Bretta.
Right.
But she came up, and she said, hi, how are you? And I said, hi. And there was that awkward moment when it was obvious that I didn't really want to talk to her.
Right.
And I just looked at her. I said, hi, how are you? And then she said, you know, I really do love your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, thank you. You know, I was trying to be gracious. I said,
right.
Thanks very much. And again, perfect opportunity for Bretta just to walk away, but she stayed.
And
well,
then she said,
she's tenacious that way.
She says, you know, I sell the S out of your show.
She said that to me also.
And I said, appreciate that. And she said, this is where it started. She said, you know, the more you go on like this with me, it's only going to hurt you.
Oh, no, don't say that.
And I said, explain to me how it's going to hurt me. She says, I'm out there selling commercials for your show. I said, Bretta, listen, no offense, how tough is it to sell commercials for the show that's number one in the ratings? I said, it's pretty easy to sell those commercials right now, right? She says, you're only hurting yourself. I said, well, you know what?
Oh, dear God.
I'll live with that. That will be my scarlet letter. I will live with that. She says, I just don't understand it. I know comedy.
Oh.
I love comedy. And I'm just trying to find a smooth way to get out of this.
Well, room. Maybe just running across the room, fleeing in terror might have been the right thing to do.
And again, she won't walk away.
Right.
I said, listen, Bretta, at one point I actually said to her, why don't you just let this go? Just let it go. I said, you know what? You're enough of a professional. You could sell the show if you don't like me. And I can work here if I don't like you. You know, we can both be professional enough about it. She said, no, you're only hurting yourself. You know, with a big smile on her face.
Right.
I just don't know why you're doing this. I said, Bretta, it's really not a big deal. And then she said, is it about the radio thing? And I said, okay, you want to bring it up? Yes. It's about the fact I find it insulting to walk down the hall and you're listening to HFS while our show is on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, another perfect place where she could have just said, hey, I understand that, you know, we have a difference of opinion and walked away.
Right.
Instead, here's the answer she gives me. She says, well, can I tell you why I do that? And I said, oh, yeah, I'd be curious to know why you're listening to another radio station in our radio station while our show is on the speakers. She says, well, you know, I used to work there at WHFS, and they fired me. I said, really? She said, and I'm so mad at them. I want to get them back so much that I just listen to them all the time.
So that's the reason.
And I looked at her and I said,
okay,
what? I said, Bretta, that doesn't make sense. Stop bull-assing me. That doesn't make sense. She said, no, I love your show. I love you. I said, please, stop patronizing me.
Mm-hmm.
Please. It's insulting that you listen to another radio station. I said to her on more than one occasion, I just want to drop this.
Right?
The best moment is when he said, quit patronizing me. And this is a quote, and I made a mental note of it. She says, I'm not patronizing you. If it seems to you I'm patronizing you, it's just me being stupid.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Explain that to
you. Know what? Would the advice really be, I think, once and for all, just to let it go?
Oh,
I mean,
I
told her that probably
I'm here,
three times.
And I'm telling you right now, on this national radio show.
I think I told
show,
her last night three times to just, you know, that's the best course of action.
Just drop it, brother. Just drop it. But you know me, I'm probably not going to forget that she listens to another radio station back there. But I won't, like, walk down the hall and give her the finger or anything.
Listen to it softly if you have to.
But
you know?
No, she shouldn't listen to it. At all. Right. And I'm surprised that I'm the only person at this radio station that feels that way.
Right.
It's like Alan was standing there, the sales manager with her, and he knows that she's digging herself in a giant hole. And he said, Bretta, why don't you just end this discussion? Let's have a nice party. She's like, no, I want to tell him that I listened to that station because they fired me. And I said, Bretta, that makes no sense. That's an idiotic defense to say that you listen to that station because they fired you. I said, explain to me why that is. She said, I know comedy. I like comedy. And at that point, I gave up, and all I did was just look at her. I didn't say another word at her.
And then it ended finally.
No, it didn't end.
She stood and stared for what seemed like about 60 days.
We were having, I just looked at her. At that point, I'm frustrated. I'm like, I'm tired of arguing with Brenna. So I just looked at her. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. And she just kept looking at me. And it was like a big stare down. Until finally the sales manager, Alan, comes over and he says, listen, Brenna, come here. I want to talk to you for a minute. And he takes her by the arm. And as he's taking her by the arm, as he's pulling her away, she's still saying, but wait, I just want to, I listen to the other station because I hate them. please. Oh, it was, and I'm telling you, it was a scene.
Well, I looked over and I couldn't hear anything, but I could see you and Bretta facing one another, very close to one another, and your head was kind of at that, you know, that, you get that, when your head goes, like, touches your right shoulder, I know there's confrontation involved.
I mean, it was a scene. People were standing around looking at this. I felt uncomfortable by this situation. And then, you know, then when she finally walked away and I broke away from the group I was with, everybody that I went to talk to, that they all wanted to know, hey, what was going on with you and Brenna?
Sure, yeah, because it was the scene of the evening. You know, and that's all, you know, people don't want to go and have a social time and have a nice time. But if there's a scene there, it's like, what's going? And then the piranhas begin to be, you know, start their dance.
I said, there's nothing. It's nothing. It's the same old thing all over again. And people would not stop. And at one point, I want to tell you something. I felt bad for Brenna.
Right.
Later in the evening, when I was talking to a group of salespeople, and of course, they were discussing Bretta and everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. And do you get the impression with that it's kind of lip service too, in a way too, that they're maybe there's that, you know, bad blood between certain salespeople, but by and large, people are telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah, and also they love a feeding frenzy. They want to keep it going,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
So at one point, somebody who shall remain nameless, a member of our sales staff, was standing. I was facing her, and Bretta walked up behind her, and this person was saying as loud as she could. I just don't understand how someone could take parking spots over and over again. How stupid could that person be? I mean, really, after the first time that you park in someone's spot, and now at this point, I'm going like this.
Yeah.
I'm giving her the, you know, hey, I'm giving her the cutoff sign. Like,
enough,
listen,
enough.
Come on. Bretta is standing right behind you.
Right.
And this, again, is where I don't get Bretta, because if it's me, if I walked up on people saying bad stuff about me, I would either probably say something to them about it, or I turn my back and walk away and pretend that I didn't hear it.
Right, exactly.
Bretta stood there for 5 minutes while this other person is just continuing.
It's just a feeding frenzy.
To rail against her.
Wow.
It was, I'm telling you something, this was the wackiest party.
It was weird.
I have ever been.
A lot of negative energy, man.
Energy.
We're all very successful here, and there's too much damn negative energy in this place.
Listen, there really is. I'll just say for the record, I've nothing against Bretta. I'm glad she sells the yes out of our show.
Sure.
It is frustrating that she used to take my parking place.
Right.
I'm not going to give up the thing about her listening to another radio station.
Sure, you're proud of what you do, and so am I, and I think that's ridiculous that that's cranking when we're going. You know, it kind of takes the wind out of our sails when we walk out of a studio and we hear that. It's a valid point, and the thing is, though, you know what I'm more upset about? More upset, because, I mean, the Bretta thing with us, that's standard. That's almost, you know something, that's almost a floor show for people. They enjoy that. What I'm tired of, really, is just getting a lot of the people telling us what we want to hear. You know, it gets a little old, and it's more so now than it ever has been. And I just, I liked it a little better with, you know, it's the people that we've known for a long time.
It's because people
come up and give us crap, and I like that. I'd much rather get that than get, oh, boy, hey, let me tell you, that person's, boy, you don't like them, so I hate them, too. You know, come on.
People are uncomfortable with us around
They
here.
Are, and I felt it. And maybe we're uncomfortable with them now. But last night, one of the reasons that I think that party sucked so bad was that everybody was uncomfortable with everybody, and it shouldn't be that way.
Very fragmented.
Yeah.
And at one point, someone else mentioned something to me. You know, I'm certainly not the biggest flag waver for WJFK staff morale, okay?
Right.
But I didn't think it was right that Brenda listened to the radio station that wasn't our station. And someone mentioned to me about, you remember when we had the receptionist at the front desk, one of those temps about maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And she had her boyfriend here, and her boyfriend was in the lobby all day at the front desk. They have a big plexiglass window.
Right.
And this guy, the boyfriend, was hanging through the front of the window talking to his girlfriend, who was the receptionist. Mm-hmm. So as you walked into the lobby of the radio station, for 3 hours, all you saw was this guy's ass hanging out of the other side of the window.
Right. I remember that.
Somebody mentioned to me, said, hey, I told them when I came in that day that you weren't going to like that.
Yeah, there's the perfect comment that we get here.
And that you better stop doing that, because when Don gets here about 1:30, he's going to be pissed. Now, same thing. What I wanted to say last night was, listen, doesn't anybody else here have any pride at all about the place that they work in?
I know.
You know, why am I such a bad guy for saying that the receptionist shouldn't have her boyfriend sticking his ass out in the lobby for 3 hours?
You're not.
And all of the people that work here, they're all too afraid to say anything, but they all put it on me. Well, you better watch it. When he gets here, he's going to be pissed.
Because it's convenient.
Right.
It's easy.
That's right.
You understand the point here?
It's the easy way.
It's just kooky.
The JFK.
Well, I'll tell you this, I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Right.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I'm going to be in on this, too.
Oh, no.
Why?
You're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. Oh. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will do you well, Don and Mike.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
And then today, you know, again, I'm not going to mention names, but I had 4 separate salespeople come up to me today. 2 of them I came up in the elevator with. 2 of them I saw when I was checking the mail. Came up to me and said, "Ooh, can't wait for today's show. Can't wait. Oh, you're going to be talking about Brenda."
Yeah, you're being right on.
Can't wait for it.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Listen, all you people that said to me that you want me to say something about Brenda, I double dare you to come in now and say that on the radio.
Right.
Because I'm not going to say your names, but you should have the balls to come in and say.
Yeah.
And one person in particular who works here who said to me, "I've been waiting 13 hours just for 3 o'clock today so I could hear the beginning of the show. Ooh, it's going to be good."
Yeah, really.
Somebody was watching my Brenda moment last night.
Part of a team.
Right.
Team.
So I'm calling you salespeople out now. Come in here, all you big talkers.
Maybe that's why maybe that's what it was all about last night. Just a little too much of the old negative energy floating around, you know?
I didn't go looking for a fight. I swear to God, I didn't.
I know you didn't. And believe me, and I'm going to defend you on that one. I was an eyewitness. I didn't hear any of the exchange. But I know you were sitting there. And when you go to these things, you know,
I just want
to
chill, man.
I mean, we both do. We chill out. We want to have a good time.
My wife was there. I wanted to have a good time with my wife. I wanted to talk. My wife said to me later, she says, "What's going on with that sales girl?" I said, "What's going on? Did you see that?" She came up to me. Freddie said, "Well, why did she come up to you and start a fight?" I said, "I don't know, because she's dense.
I don't know.
You know, and really, if you know, in fairness to her, if there was somebody around there that maybe would just, you know, direct her a little bit and say, hey, just chill out. But there's nobody's. Instead, everybody's sitting around and enjoying the negative energy and feeding off of that, making it obviously, for whatever reason, feeling better about themselves to, you know, to see this person who's getting into the altercation. You know, Rob and I had a perfectly good sight gag that you missed because while all this was going on.
What, were you doing the thing with Broyhill?
No, this is when we were sitting. You know that crazy little couch they had in the lobby that was
right
against
the wall?
Right? Yes, at one point. Rob, how long did we sit? Was it 2 or 3 minutes that we sat on that thing? I think it was a full 5 minutes. I said, he's going to look over here in a second. And look, Rob and I were sitting there, and I had rolled up my pants all the way above my legs.
Oh.
And was just sitting there on that stupid love seat they have in the lobby, doing a little sight gag. You know, but Rob and I are both the same way. At a certain point, the wind kind of leaves your sails, because it's just everything that was done that normally would have been funny, it just was blah, 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 blah. And I'm very disappointed. I'm just a little disappointed.
Tough party to go through.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll have a good one somewhere down there. You know, the Christmas parties in years past have been certainly better than that ratings.
And I can only imagine the things that were said about me after I left.
Oh,
and
sure.
And listen, all you people that are on the station, I know it. Because I know how you were talking about everybody as soon as they would leave the group.
Yeah, it was just a...
I know it.
It was just a very... I don't know, I felt ill at ease. I felt uncomfortable. I don't like feeling
it. It was
that
weird,
way,
man.
And, you know, these are people that we get along with well in the hallways and stuff, and everything's fine here.
Right.
In the business environment, when we're doing that work, it just felt a little strange. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm not sure what the
reason.
Well,
what did you think, Buzz? You're an impartial person on this.
I was disappointed that when we got there last night, a number of people had already been there and gone.
Right.
The food was mostly gone or cold. And as you said, I think, that, you know, to sum it up and up, there was just no festive atmosphere. There was no festive mood.
It was
evening.
It was kind of blah.
Well, I got to give Stacy her props.
Right.
Stacy was very festive.
Yeah.
Stacy is always festive.
Let's give a round of applause to Stacy,
yeah,
who was the life of the party and had a fantastic... You know, Stacy's really one of the guys. I'll tell you that right now. you can talk around Stacy like you can with one of the guys, right, and it's fun to talk around Stacy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Stacy's a fun girl at a party.
Sure is.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
But, what you know, I heard that there was an altercation between Ken and one of the sales guys. Tim and Ken had an altercation.
There
right?
was a fight. That's why Tim wasn't there last night.
Jeez.
There was a fight that Ken accused Tim of not working hard enough. Tim started screaming at Ken. And,
oh, God.
And then when we got there, like, the fight had already happened, and Ken left 5 minutes later. And then,
yeah, be careful if you're successful, you know what I mean?
Then Alan wanted to skip out on a bill, and Michelle was screaming at Alan, saying she's not going to pay the bill because he wouldn't pay for her file cabinet.
Yeah.
That's great.
I went over and talked to a salesperson and just, you know, got my chops busted. You know, went over and went over and talked to lovely Madonna in the corner and just got my chops busted by Madonna and laughed it off. But, I mean,
that's okay.
You know, that's what it's all about. And then, you know, but in general, it was just nobody wanted to get together.
Oh, I love this. Here's people now. People who know nothing about the situation want to tell me to leave Bretta alone.
Okay, here we go.
Hello. Jane.
It's Jean, yeah.
Yeah, hi.
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 Who am I speaking with?
You're on the air.
Oh, I am. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, big fan, really, big fan. But,
That sounds sarcastic.
Well, you know, everybody calls in and says that. But anyways,
Are you really a big fan?
I'm humongous.
Okay.
So, I want to know, this Bretta chick, are you guys, like, having a problem with her? Do you guys honestly have a problem with this girl?
The problem with Bretta is not all that significant.
Did you hear anything that I said that really,
I heard everything, but
that is
just
very insignificant to me, to be honest with you? It's very insignificant.
It's actual way.
You just gave 40-minute kudos to this chick. She's loving you.
No, wait a minute.
She is loving you.
What I want to say about this thing is it borders on being comical. It does. It does,
yeah,
indeed.
But and that is the reason we bring it up on the air. Duh.
It really borders on being. And it is actually in the hallways. If you were here in the hallways, when, you know, Bretta sees Don or Bretta sees me, it's like, hi guys. It's kind of like that. Hello. You know, it's one of those deals. But what I think what you were taking issue with, and I am also, is kind of the feeding frenzy around it just gets a little tedious after a while.
Yeah, right. You just gave her 40 minutes, and she's like, woo-hoo. She's not listening to it. She probably turns the station. She's all listening to you.
Honey, do you get, that's the whole problem I have with her. Do you get that's the whole problem here, that when she's at this radio station, working at this radio station, she should not be listening to another radio station?
Right. She's probably flipping the channels as soon as she sees you guys coming around the cubicle. She's like,
you mean, is your point that she wants us to talk about
her? Yes. And
I don't know whether that's true.
I don't think that's necessarily true. You guys are like, okay, Brett.
I don't think that's true at all.
I really don't think that's true. I'd tell you if I thought that was true. I don't think that's 100%
no.
accurate.
Right. I mean, you guys are like G. Gordon Liddy on the Clinton issue today. We're talking,
let me ask you a question.
What?
Does your radio have a dial?
Huh?
Does your radio have a dial?
Yes,
if you don't like the show, change the station.
Oh, listen, you know what?
Have you ever heard Bob Barker? Listen to this.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Do you get that?
I heard that.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
You get that? It's our show, honey.
I understand, but don't feed the chick. Just don't feed her.
Listen, I'll feed her, I'll feed you, I'll feed anybody I want to, okay?
Don't feed her.
Hey, listen, don't run my life, bitch.
I'm not running your life.
Don't run my life, bitch.
I'm not, dick.
Yes, you are, bitch.
I'm not, dickhead.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, C-word. goodbye.
There she goes.
Game, set, match.
And see, some of that negative energy has spilled over from the party to today's show.
Right. Come on, please. Folks, what's the prime directive on this show, huh?
The Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Thank you.
We never had these problems when we were number 14.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is the Queen Mother Elizabeth, and I'm 99 today. May I have a spanking?
Is it really the Queen Mum's birthday today?
How about that?
Most popular woman in England. No, I don't want to spank you, you old bag.
Hello. But what we'll do is we'll send you a can of boiled ham.
Hello.
Boiled ham is good.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Bye-bye. All right, hold on. Here you go. Here's another guy who thinks he knows what's going on. Jeff.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, Dynamite?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. I don't even want to talk anymore after that last lady got canned so bad. I just kind of, it's the same thing. Bretta just doesn't seem with it. I don't know.
That's a brilliant.
What?
You actually waited on hold with that brilliant observation.
Well, first
of all, Did you change your mind?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it says.
I kind of did.
On the screen it says, Jeff from Reston. Leave Bretta alone.
Ah.
She's just being honest.
So Jeff, you had a little cranial cramp there. I had a little attack of courage.
Well, I guess it's it kind of was pretty good, though. You say that I bet you Bretta's thing has a dial also, and you don't want her to use it, though.
Not in the radio station, no. Do you understand? Are you so stupid you don't understand the point?
No,
now, we're here. Hold on. Just hear me out for a second.
Gotcha.
We're entertaining, doing a show.
Yeah.
It is a blow to the ego and to the psyche to walk out of a radio station into the outer office and hear someone who is working actively selling commercials on your show to be listening full blast to another radio station. Let me put it on another level that you might understand a little better. Let's say that Tom Brokaw is doing the news. Would Tom Brokaw be pissed if during a commercial he walked down the hall and they were watching Dan Rather? Do you think he would?
Probably, I guess.
If Letterman is doing his show and he walks down the hall and all of the people on his show are watching Jay Leno, do you understand the point?
No,
that's
I don't think
the
he
point.
Does. I think it has to be put on a level he can understand.
I don't know.
If you're working back at the fry machine at McDonald's and you walk out to the front counter and one of the guys working the checkout register is having a pizza delivered to us, you're not going to like that a whole bunch.
I just don't compare you guys to HFS. That's, I guess, what...
Well, but it's all, when you're working at a radio station...
It's not about what the station is.
Most radio stations actually have the station piped through a sound system.
And we do here.
We have that here. And so, you know, the whole idea is that when you're in this building, that this is the radio station that's, you know, that everybody's
listening. And that's just a common courtesy, man.
Not even, you know, as much as courtesy, it's just the way it's done.
You want her to know your sales pitch also when she's out there selling. I'm sure you want her to know your product.
Well, now you're agreeing with us.
But no, but at the same time, I just don't see HFS as your competition.
Well, listen, can I tell you something? Every radio station is our competition.
Right.
Okay? Every radio station.
I just much prefer to listen to you guys. I'm not looking for music, so.
We appreciate that, and I'm glad that you feel that way, but just try to understand the point that that's the crux of my minute anger with Bretta.
And it's not just Bretta. It's been with other people. You know, years ago, there was a lady at the old place we used to work at that used to listen to it. We complained then, and everybody else complained then. We're not the only ones that complain, too. We really aren't.
I mean, if we worked at a regular radio station that had some real management,
here.
You know, they would have taken care of that a long time ago. But our general manager, who is also supposed to be managing our career right now, is never around. And the program director is balled up underneath his desk, rolling on the floor with fear right now.
What would they do? What would you have them do?
Really, if I ran the world, really, all it would take would be the general manager walking up to Brett and saying, listen, you know what? That's not cool to listen to another station in this station.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it would take. But because nobody around there has the balls, nobody cares enough to say anything to her.
It's a very similar thing to at certain businesses. You know, we get calls all the time from people that complain about it. You're not allowed to listen to the radio. You're not allowed to even have a radio on. Well, it's the same thing where a directive from management, please, you know, if you're going to be listening to the radio, listen, you know, it's the sound system that's piped through your office building.
Right? And that's why I get hot about it, because I'm the only guy that feels this way around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, no, I'm not saying Mike doesn't feel this way.
No, you're the only one. I mean, you take it real personally, and I think
I do.
I understand that, and that's the way it should be.
Hey, I'm
and
passionate about what I do, man. That's that's wrong.
Was all this tension from the party last night caused by this? I didn't really
No, that's not the point. Now, the point I was making was that, and it wasn't tension at the party. It just was, as I used, the word I used, really, it's not the best word, it's blah. It was just kind of like, there wasn't that high-octane fun that people have. You know, it was just, everybody's like in CYA mode. It just seemed to me that everybody was kind of tiptoeing, and everybody seemed to afraid to let their hair down, which is kind of rare at a radio station.
Right,
probably.
And because nothing was happening at this party, this little incident that I had with Bretta became magnified.
And that became the floor show, and it shouldn't have been. I mean,
all right. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye. See you later. All right, hello there. Don's Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. My name is Wendy, and I want to say I love your show.
Oh, well, you can say that, please. We love hearing that.
Wendy.
Listen, I really do think that she is doing this to get some attention.
I really don't think so.
Well,
no, let me tell you something. I'll tell you why I disagree with you. She's not doing that because if she was doing that, it's just, I believe her concern over the way we feel about her is legit for whatever reason, and she's just trying to handle it the way she thinks she should handle it, and it's really not the way that's making us respond the best way, and I think that's legit. I don't think she's digging this at all. I really don't, and I don't think we're digging it at all.
Well, I mean...
Well, I dig it a little bit.
I know you do.
Just a little bit.
I know.
But if you were to see her at this very minute, don't you think she might be sitting back and laughing and saying, ha-ha, look at what I'm doing now? I mean,
no, I don't think so. To be honest, this doesn't do a lot for her credibility as a salesperson. I mean, it really doesn't. And I'm not. And that's not the intent of this, is to crap on her ability to sell the show.
She obviously sells the crap out of the show.
I'm sure she does a great job selling the show. She's a very high biller here. I just wish that she wouldn't listen to another radio station while our show is on. That's the point.
That is the point.
That is the point. The parking thing was just... You know, we got 4 hours a day to fill on this show.
Was important at the time.
But don't you think, I mean, I guess I'm just looking at it from my point of view that she might be, you know, she knows she's getting a reaction.
Well, you know, that's fine, but I mean, we just kind of explained to you why
you
think that's not true.
It's different with people that work here as opposed to people who will call the show and say something to stay on the air and get a reaction.
Absolutely.
I mean, no,
yeah, even if that was ever true, we're way past that now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got two quick questions, and I'll listen to the answers off the air.
No, don't say that. I hate that. Just stay on the line for your answers.
Okay, I'll stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, what was the party celebrating last night, and what is the celebrity that Brett most resembles?
The party was celebrating the fact that we're number one in the ratings that came out a couple of weeks ago, and Brett is very hot.
Mm-hmm.
The celebrity she most resembles... I don't know, but she's like model hot. She's hot.
Yeah, she is. She is.
So we should all break out the beach towels, is what you're saying.
Well, and I think that's part of it with Brett, that I think, it's the same thing I think about all good-looking girls. I think that Brett is used to getting her way by walking up and just smiling at a guy.
Probably.
And having the guy just go, you know what, Brett?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Whatever.
You're right. But it didn't work, because I was standing right next to my wife last night.
That's right.
So I was immune to her charms.
Yeah. The next hottest salesperson would be Tim McWilliams.
Hello, Don and Mike. And he's laughing. Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I've been selling for 20 years, and this Greta thing, you'd be doing her a favor if they just let her go.
No, see, they aren't going to let her go. She generates lots of revenue for the station.
That's not the issue. That has nothing to do with it. She hasn't done anything good.
just thinking what you'd be doing her a favor. She could go to work for the radio station she listens to.
No, that's not. And we explained, if you were listening, that she said she's listening to that radio station for another reason.
Which I don't believe.
Right, but who knows what her reason is.
Right, hello. Hello, Don and Mike. And see, that's really the crux of it all, is that she's listening to that radio station, obviously, because she personally enjoys that radio station. That's fine. She has that option. Just don't do it here where we're doing a show.
Right.
That's all. That's the point. That's a pretty simple point, I think.
Situation could also be corrected with headphones.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, and somebody walk by, you don't hear anything. I'm listening to Spanish language tapes.
Right. And it's not like she listens to it at a low level back there.
It was cranking. And that's part of the issue. Back in the corner, you could hear it all the way.
When I leave the studio, I hear it all the way from the sales department, you know, a good 300 yards away.
She's been known to sing and dance along with the music.
No, she does. That's no lie.
Right.
Hello?
I didn't know that.
And, you know, I wouldn't have a bitch so much if she was listening to CDs back there.
Right.
But the fact that she's listening to a competing radio station, mm-hmm. you know, that's a pisser, man.
If there were CDs, I'd...
Don and Mike.
I'd probably break them all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, you fucking bastard.
Hey.
Listen, to change to a bit of a lighter note,
yes.
I thought you might want to know, we could have a little bit of fun with anagrams here.
Pardon me?
Anagrams. Rearrange the letters of someone's name and get a word.
Yes.
Let's see. Robert Spiewak could be pie breastwork.
All right.
Somebody has a lot of time on their hands.
Wait, this guy's auditioning to be our new gag writer.
I love the anagrams in the theater. I always enjoy
them. Oh, you mean the jumble.
Yeah, the jumble. It's Madonna.
Or where it's Air EHC, and you hear people scratching their heads until when they say Cher.
Yeah, I know.
Cher, I didn't know that. Cher, who can figure that one out? I hate the advertising in movie theaters.
I wish, as I was saying, we usually get to the movies super early to get a good seat because it's such a crowd scene. We did that with the Blair Witch Project,
right?
And the thought crossed my mind that they need to provide more entertainment for people that are waiting for the movie. The slideshows with the advertising, it's just not cutting it.
I hate that. Right.
When you see it 60 times in a row,
right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, bring your movie receipt to the corner diner and get a free large Pepsi with your dinner.
I think if it's an R-rated film and, no one under 17 admitted without a parent, or maybe one of those NC... What's the one that's next up from R?
NC-17.
NC-17.
Put some nudes up.
Amateur home nudes.
Yeah.
You know, send in your nude Polaroids.
I'd watch that.
That'd be fantastic.
You know, it's a big pisser, too, is when you get past the slideshow,
right.
When the actual movie starts,
right.
Before they start playing the coming attractions, when they play a commercial, like for Coca-Cola or something.
Sucks. That's just way... Especially with movie tickets.
When I went over the weekend, they showed three commercials before the movie, and I really didn't mind them because there were only three. They were all pretty funny. In fact, many of them were funnier than the trailers that followed, and I'd never seen them before, so I didn't mind.
Don and Mike.
Well, okay, you were in kind of a haze that night anyway.
Right, no, you liked the Blair Witch Project.
That's why you liked the Blair Witch Project.
And then I enjoyed the movie.
You lost all credibility, but so you enjoy commercials in the movies.
There were a limited number, and actually, like I said, some of them were more entertaining than the trailer.
Well, obviously, those little commercials hypnotized the entire audience you were sitting in also.
I guess.
Because remember, the whole audience loved the Blair Witch Project.
They all did because they were hypnotized by those commercials.
Hello, yeah. Oh, we got to take a break.
Wait, one more. Charles Broyhill.
All right, give me, what's that one?
Okay. Shrilly Bachelor.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, so we wasted enough time on that.
WJFK.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, 7 or 8 years. She's been appearing with us.
About 9 years. About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did
nine.
Yes. Nine. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And
really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the Wild Animal Farm.
It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No. I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. That's all right. It's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
I just thought I'd let you guys know that Robbie Knievel's coming to town.
Oh, he is? Where are you calling from?
Reno.
Reno, okay. And?
I'm going to jump the big sign downtown, like an archway.
Oh, really? You mean that big sign that's in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
The Reno sign. The
we've been to that biggest little city in the world.
Yeah.
Damn Skippy.
He's going to
so
jump.
So when are you guys coming?
He's going to jump over it?
Yeah.
Cool. Really? When?
They haven't announced it. He just agreed to it, but they haven't set a date. It was in the paper today.
I'll have to send somebody out to scream our names out, because you know that'll be on Fox TV.
Right. Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So, are you guys coming?
I wonder if his leg is healed yet from where he broke it.
No, I don't think we're coming to Reno. Sorry about that.
You're kidding.
Nope, sorry.
Hey, but, you know, you don't need us if Robbie Knievel's coming up.
I don't care about him. I wanted to see you guys.
My baby.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Don. I saw in a soap opera magazine that your buddy Frank Gorshin is going to be making an appearance on Bold and the Beautiful
on
Monday, July 26th.
Really, Frank Gorshin, our very good friend. You know, the Riddler from Batman.
Yeah, Mr. Yes. Dixie Riddle Cups.
Well, the veteran actor will be playing a homeless man named George who interacts with Taylor, who is a psychiatrist on The Bold and the Beautiful.
That's Frank Gorshin. Just what the hell is that supposed to mean?
You know, I'd say we should try to rebook him on the show to talk to him about that, but I think after our last conversation with him,
he's
never coming on the show again, is he?
Remember, you could ask him about his brass room.
Yeah, he had a brass room where he ate cake.
He ate cake and dessert. Yeah.
Special Frank Gorshin room where he'd eat his cake and get ready for his role as the homeless.
Wouldn't it be great if he did it like that, like the Riddler?
Oh, that's great. I just was picking through the trash can.
This is Bruce Wayne, billionaire playboy.
Ah, Bruce. We'll work for food, Batman.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Donna. Need your assistance, please.
Yes, sir.
I was looking for a free source for sex. Could you supply me with a free source for sex?
Oh, don't you get it? She's my wife's name.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Johnny Wordplay.
Hello.
Hello,
you're on the air.
I am.
Yeah, hold on. I'll play our Frank Gorshin tape.
Hi, this is Frank Gorshin. I got to tell you, whenever I come to this town, the first thing I do is not listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira. I avoid it. Oh, I'm just kidding. But everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like John Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Boston cream pie tastes better in the brass room.
Old Phoebe.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Love Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He did not let down. He didn't mind being Batman, old Adam West.
You got to admit, a true American original. Nothing ever was like it before or has been since.
I just saw Adam West on some show like, what was it? Was it Just Shoot Me or some show like that? He played a lawyer. And he was in a courtroom scene.
Right.
And so feebed out now, Adam West. He's still, even when he's acting like he's an actor.
Sure.
He still has that inflection like when he was Batman.
And when you go back and look at the old episodes of Batman, you would have to think that on that set, somewhere, they had an open bar. Because, you know, you just couldn't get people acting like that. I mean, you know, everybody, it was just so completely whacked.
He has the Johnny Carson, Buddy Epson neck now.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he has the big turkey neck because he had a big ascot on and he took it off at one point. It was just, you know. And I don't buy all that stuff that when they were making the TV show Batman, that they knew that it was campy and that they knew that it was supposed to be funny and stuff.
You don't think so?
No, I think that they probably thought it was pretty serious.
I think they all, like, you know, had like a bottle of Johnny Walker and then went down and taped it.
No, I don't think so. I think at least Batman probably was really into it.
See, you're into it. I think that's why you believe that. I think you're more into it than the average guy. I think that's why.
I love Batman.
You'd be disappointed if, you know, you found out 100% that they actually were just doing it as a goof.
Well, no, I read his book after we had him on the show when he wrote a book about it.
Right.
And he writes in the book that he knew it was a goof and everything, but...
No, look at that shark that was attached to him when he was flying in that helicopter.
Oh, that was in the Batman movie, Mike. Yeah. Big fake shark. He had to get in his bat repellent spray, his anti-shark spray.
Big, like, plastic shark. Kind of shark you find, like, in a gift shop in a dollar store at the beach.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, homie, how you doing?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, where's Al Nipple and Victor Anus been lately?
Oh, they'll be coming out soon.
I'd like to hear them again. I enjoy them.
We got some good bits for them. Stay tuned.
All right.
Oh, listen, that reminds me of radio, Al Nipple and Victor Anus.
Yes.
Listen, we're on this station in Detroit, and our position there, as we've mentioned, less than shaky.
Yeah, a little tenuous.
Okay. I mean, it's super shaky.
Mm-hmm.
They sent some liners that they want us to cut because apparently we're going to be on this station at least a month, 6 weeks, something like that.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to start a bad relationship here.
Oh, no.
But I'd like to know
what do they want us to
what
know?
Mental patient wrote these.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Don, and I'm Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We're grabbing a quick Coney dog and a Coke, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to the Don and Mike Show on 97.1 Detroit's FM talk station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two guys, two brains, two points of view. All the makings of mass confusion. The Don and Mike Show, weekdays 3 to 6 on 97.1 Detroit's FM talk station.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Don. And I'm Mike. Try smiling on your way home from work tomorrow.
No, wrong guys.
Turn us on weekdays 3 to 6 on 97.1 Detroit's FM talk station.
We're done. We're done there. If they get mad at stuff like this, and we heard they do.
It's some stupid program director, though, that wrote these. Our words are 100% true 95% of the time. Oh, hell, we're making it up as we go along. The Don and Mike Show, weekdays 3 to 6 on 97.1 Detroit's FM talk station. You know, this is the whole problem, man.
Oh, no.
This is generally the problem with our industry.
Just let us do our thing, guys, please.
If you want us to do any liners for you, anything like that, we'd be glad to do them. And here's how they go. Hi, I'm Don.
I'm Mike.
And you're listening to Detroit's FM talk station, 97.1. That's pretty much all we do.
All you need. Okay. It'll be great. It'll be great. It'll work real well. Just throw the switch and it'll do well.
And if you want to throw in this stuff about, you know, try smiling on your way home from work, will you be the guys to say that?
Sure.
You know, don't make us say that.
Absolutely.
Okay?
That's it.
So you can send us a new page of liners. We'd be glad to do them, but we're not going to do this crap, okay?
Yeah. You'd be amazed, you know, if you just send us the straight stuff. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, you know, we might say something unusual.
We're grabbing a quick Coney dog. Yeah, I'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Mike, please. You know, some program director who couldn't do a radio show himself, sitting in a room typing this. Hey, this is wacky. I'll have these guys say this.
Oh man, radio, crazy business.
Mm-hmm. So no, thank you, please. But you know, just send us a list of straight ones, and we'll be glad to do them.
Absolutely, we're very, very excited to be on in Detroit.
Be glad to bang them out. Even though, listen, our position is very shaky, and frankly, I've already heard that they've hired a couple of guys from New Jersey to do the afternoon show on the station permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And like the best chance that we have of being on this station after we get done with the afternoon thing here,
right,
is that maybe they'll pick us up for late night.
Oh.
know, that's like the best chance we have.
Okay.
We're only doing this as a favor to, you know, to Big Daddy anyway.
Right, absolutely.
Right? Because Buddha called and said, listen,
sure,
you know, help us out. Help the company out. Be good company men.
Absolutely.
You know, loan your show to the station in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be glad to. We're glad to be on there. But we're not reading that garbage.
That's right? It. You know, you have to have standards. We don't have many.
Okay, now we have another message for another one of our radio stations. This would be for our station in Baltimore.
Baltimore!
1300 WJFK. Okay? Please, this message is not intended for the good people of Baltimore,
mm-hmm,
who have listened to this show and supported our show, given us fantastic Arbitron ratings.
Showed up at those fabulous Las Vegas-style shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people show up for our Vegas-style shows. We love that. This is just for the people that work at the radio station, WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Every time we do one of our Baltimore things, like, hey, that Cal Ripken, he's the best player in town.
Right.
Well, the people in management of that station, they call Ken and they complain because they say that we are ranking on Baltimore.
Oh, come on. Aww. The people that enjoy that, we've right. done the Las Vegas. Wait a minute. The people that have enjoyed that
I know this.
More than anybody else are the people of Baltimore, for
I know
God's
it.
Sake.
Listen, I know it.
God, they think they're, you know, they think that the listeners are so stupid and they're so wrong.
I know it.
Sorry.
You know it. All the people God, listening to this show know it. The only people that don't know this are the people in management at the station in Baltimore.
Unbelievable.
And you know, generally as a rule, a lot of people in media in Baltimore, they have an inferiority complex to begin with.
Yeah, people in media in
right?
Baltimore.
You notice I said people in Baltimore.
Sure, but it's the people that we go to Baltimore all the time to do our Las Vegas-style shows, and the people, you know, in Baltimore think it's fun.
They
people in Baltimore
Listen.
Do that same stuff when they're out at the bars.
It is funny. I had to get in a whole big discussion with Ken, you know, where I said to him, he said, what have you been saying about Baltimore?
I said, well, we don't say anything about Baltimore.
We do that Baltimore accent, the best accent in town.
That's it, the best crowd in town. Cal,
right on. We're real happy about Cal starting the All-Star game.
Well,
and also, B.J. Surhoff.
You know, he said, well, the people at JFK are very upset.
Oh, boy.
You know, that you're getting down on Baltimore. And furthermore, they wanted to preempt our show twice a week to run the doofy Brian Billick Coach of the Ravens show. So I had to veto that.
Oh, God.
Right.
Mm. Let us do our show.
Ken said, how would you feel about having your show preempted twice a week at 6 o'clock?
Oh, my God.
I said, how do you think I feel about that?
It's crap.
You know, the answer is no. Absolutely not.
They're really behind you around here, aren't they?
Is that Stan the Fan guy still up there? Is he still there?
Yeah, he does late nights.
Yeah, he's part of that. He's the reason that's going on.
Hey, man, they're anti-Baltimore.
That's crap. That's
yeah, have you heard
true.
Them when they talk about Cal? Why, that's anti-Baltimore, man.
Anti-Baltimore. How many times have we gone to Baltimore to do the Las Vegas-style
you know,
shows?
And that was exactly my point to Ken. I said, well, first off, if you don't want to look at the ratings,
mm-hmm.
okay,
right,
of which we do great up there,
mm-hmm.
how about the fact that every time we go up there, we get thousands of people showing up? Ken said, listen, I know, it's not me, it's the people at JFK.
And people really, I mean, I'll give you an average scenario when we're going up to Baltimore to go to the bars to do those Las Vegas-style shows, and people will say something like, hello, Don and Mike, welcome to Baltimore. People say that because it's funny.
Right.
That started with people
you
in Baltimore.
You have the best show in town. How about a Natty Boo?
Great show in town. Go down to Polak Johnny's. Have a big foot-long hot dog.
Oh, the O's. Oh, Angelo's. What are you doing with the O's?
Come on now.
And B.J. Surhoff should be in the All-Star game.
I'm real happy about the Moose. He's going to be pitching in the All-Star game. He's as good as Cal and B.J. Surhoff.
I'm so hungry, I'd like some Boog's barbecue and a Natty Bow.
Boy, do you see that home run? He hit it almost as far as Utah Street. Come on.
See, the people that run the station right now, they're cringing.
Right?
They're
yeah.
cringing.
They not the people. And I guarantee you, not
I
the
said,
people that listen
no,
to the
no,
show on Baltimore.
No, just I said, the people that run the station.
Oh, unbelievable.
Right, please. You know, you think they'd be glad
right.
that we're even mentioning Baltimore, that we're fond of Baltimore, we're proud to be on in Baltimore.
Sure, absolutely. And that's another reason about that preempting thing. You don't want that to happen because, I mean, we think of that as really, you know, the whole entity of our Washington-Baltimore thing.
And furthermore, you know, we've been on that station over 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You would think that Dave or somebody in the programming department who we know could just call us up and say, hey, what's up? But no, they have to go through Ken. Jeez. You know, they have to call Ken up, and then Ken has to call me in to have a meeting with me.
You would think we're a million miles away. They could just pick up the phone, get on the phone, and talk to us and say, come on, come on. What are you guys doing talking about Baltimore? Come on, do you have some kind of complex or something?
Well, right down the BW Parkway.
That is so, so wrong. That is so, so very wrong. I'd like to say on behalf of the Don and Mike Show, that is really totally out of line, and you shouldn't have to call people like that.
let's take a call from Baltimore.
Very good.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Don and Mike. Go get me a Polack Johnny's dog and a Natty Poe.
There you go, boy. Hello.
Look, you know, it took forever for them to get that retard out of our hair after your show and put on something entertaining. Why not just look at the ratings? You know, I want to hear Don and Mike. Listen, I don't want to hear why we lost again.
The whole thing about WJFK in Baltimore is the fact that basically it is a simulcast of the radio station in Washington.
Right.
And because the people that run the station have this Baltimore media, you know, inferiority complex, they feel that they have to have something on that is totally local.
Right.
Even though we've already proven that you don't have to live in Baltimore to have a number one rated show in Baltimore. That's, you know, that's the whole point with this whole goddamn show we do. We're 3,000 miles away from Sacramento, and we don't know anything about Sacramento. We don't know the streets. We don't know the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're lucky to know the basketball team. Yet, for some reason, we're number one in the ratings out there.
That's right. So leave us alone.
You know, it's the same argument like with the Letterman show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people watch the Letterman show or Jay Leno every night.
Right.
All over America, and they don't care if he's doing the show from L.A. or doing the show from New York.
Absolutely.
If you do a good show, the people will listen to it, and they'll support it.
Right. Of course they do, and it's a great town. And people listen to our show, know that we think it's a great town, except for the time we got drinks thrown on us.
And the time we got thrown out of the Camden Yards.
Now, other than that, it's been a great town. Hey, we've had problems in Washington, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you damn dummies.
Hey, I'm dumb.
Hey, update from you on Robbie Knievel. Jump.
Yeah.
Fox is going to be covering it. They're going to spend 2 hours of boring, monotonous, repetitive hype and then tell you the dew point's too high and cancel it and make you watch it 15 days later.
Oh, man. That's 2 hours. It's way too much to do that.
I think they only had a 1 hour.
Yeah, I think it's 1 hour.
Pre-game for the last
one. I thought it was three. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Feels like three.
Yeah, it just felt like it. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, little update on your buddy Frank Gorshin.
Yes.
He was on General Hospital Monday. He played a reverend at one of those little walk-in churches in Las Vegas.
My goal is to sleep with Linda Dano.
real goofy looking with a big pinky ring.
Hey, there you
go. And what
did
we hear about his son? Didn't we hear something wacky about his son?
Yeah. The woman who saw the brass room was dating his son.
Right, that's it.
She's dating his son. She's banging his son. Thank you, my friend.
Have some
Thank
German
you.
Chocolate cake in my brass room.
WJFK.
Forget it. I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are. I come out publicly against your product, and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword. Cuts both ways.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
I'm so pissed at my wife, I'm about to go through the roof.
You seemed a little tense today. What's up?
Well, this is a new one. This isn't the tense that's left over from the thing with the decorator. This is the new tent, just 5 minutes ago.
Really?
She called me up just 5 minutes ago.
Just 5 minutes ago.
She can't leave well enough alone. She just can't leave well enough alone.
What is your dilemma? I know that this is, you know, we discussed this at the end of yesterday's show. This is therapeutic for you. This is where you purge yourself. This is where you get it off your chest.
This has nothing to do with my wife wanting to make our house beautiful, not for us, but for the decorator.
Right.
This has nothing to do with the breakfast nook. This has nothing to do with the fact that the chairs on the deck are from Price Club, and because the decorator thinks that that's not, you know, that's gauche, we have to get something that's better, more high quality.
You have to go to Spend More Money Club.
Right. It has nothing to do with any of that. I've got a slight problem with my car. My car, the car that I drive to work every day, the car that's my responsibility.
Right. I didn't notice a car in the garage today, so you were getting your wife's car serviced.
Right.
Today.
So I took my wife's car in today, and I got that over there getting the brake stuff done on her car.
Right.
So she's driving my car. I said to her, listen, the rear driver's side door, it's a four-door.
Mm-hmm.
So the rear driver's side door, I don't know, it's got to screw up with the computer system inside or something. You can't open the door from the outside.
Okay.
You can only open it from the inside. I said, but don't do anything. I said, because I know how you are. Don't try to fix it. I said, I already made an appointment at the car place next week. I've already called them up. I'm
right.
Taking it in.
Sure.
Simple service job. Please don't touch it.
Right? Only opens from the inside.
Right. It's no major inconvenience. It's no big deal. I said, I'll worry about it next week. I already called to get the service appointment. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So 5 minutes ago, right before we go on the air, phone rings. She goes, I broke the door.
Oh.
I said, what do you mean you broke the door? She said, well, I tried to fix it,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the tools and stuff. And she broke the door. She broke the door on my new car.
Wow.
So now it doesn't work
really,
at all.
She really broke it.
Yeah, she broke it.
It's incredible. It used some force to break it.
She broke the door on my car.
So now it doesn't open or close or lock or anything like
right.
that? Oh, no.
Because she just won't listen.
She has a bitchin' set of tools.
I feel like O.J. Simpson right now. She just won't listen. What are my options? I may have to go home tonight and cut her head off.
Oh, God.
She just won't listen to me.
Oh, God.
Please.
So now, is the door kind of like flapping?
I don't know.
You're going to have to use baling wire to keep it closed?
Is this her? Hello?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hello, Nicole.
I know. I made a mistake, and you should be glad to have that in your pocket, that mistake, because you don't often hear me call and say, I'm sorry, I messed up, I fooled with it.
But, honey, didn't I open from the inside. Didn't I beg you? Don't screw around with it. You know, just...
I'm sorry, but I will
just don't touch it.
A while this evening. I promise I will make it worth your while.
Are you going to still try to repair it further? Or
No, don't!
No, I called the dealership. I tried to get it in. They can't get it in. You're taking it
told
in
you.
Anyway. But what I'm saying
honey,
is...
Honey, hold on, time out.
I'm sorry, and I
okay.
will make it up to you tonight.
I appreciate that. You're humbling yourself, and I appreciate that. All I want to know is the same thing I wanted to know a couple of minutes ago. I told you that I had already called the dealership.
I told you.
And I had already said to them, I'm bringing it in. I already made an appointment to bring the car in. Why did you go against my wishes, call the dealership? You know, when you called them, didn't they say to you, your husband, who's the man of the family, has already called in and made an appointment about this problem?
I called in after I broke it worse so that you would not be aware of the fact that I broke it worse.
How badly is it broken?
I wasn't going to call them. I just took my little screwdriver and tried to fix it.
Is the door at all functional now?
Well, it's just locked tight. I mean, you can't open or close it.
That's better than not, you know, just if it was flapping there.
It's broken, though, Mike.
That's
broken, and I asked her not to do that.
No, I didn't do it.
It just won't listen.
Let me explain what I did.
There's no reasoning with Frida.
I was changed the child.
You can't reason with Frida.
Milk it for all it's worth.
You can't reason with Frida.
No, I'm sorry. And I promised you, I'll make it up to you tonight.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I don't know about tonight, because I'm very excited about Robbie Knievel. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I appreciate
right.
that, but all my energy will be focused on Robbie Knievel tonight.
But you have an IOU, all right?
I owe you, and when there was just one piece of pie.
So that's an IOU for, you know, what I think it's for. Okay, really?
For veterinary services.
Really?
Yes, really. I promise. Doesn't that make it okay? You don't do that for me when you mess up, and you mess up plenty.
Aw. If you offer that, but you offer that whether you mess up or not.
That's right.
Time,
thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You have to offer something I want.
Oh.
I don't know
What did I tell you about this woman?
Oh, dear.
What did I tell you about her?
No, you're lucky you're still walking around with your head on today. That's all I can say for you.
Oh,
you were married to OJ right now. You would be headless, honey.
Oh, God.
All right, I love you.
All
I love
right.
you.
I'm sorry.
Even though you've gone against my wishes.
I know. I won't do it anymore. I've learned my lesson.
Oh, okay.
You got her now.
All right.
Enjoy this because you're not going to hear this conversation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Robbie, put this one in the archives. Go in the back garden. Dig a hole.
Okay.
And I want to save this tape.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Don't touch my stuff.
Surprised you didn't get a, you know, to make one of those individual statements. I am so deeply sorry that I went against my husband's wishes.
Oh, I wish.
I bet he could save it on tape and play that at any moment.
Oh, crap, I wish. Yeah. So, you know, she just won't listen.
I wanted to tell you something at the beginning of the show because I've got some information on something that you might be amused at. It hasn't arrived yet, but I want to tell you what's going to be coming in the mail.
Okay, let me give out our phone number. It's 1-800-636-1067.
You play a lot of tapes from your old DJ days,
uh-huh.
And this is not a tape from the old DJ days, but when I was in, I think, fourth or fifth grade, I was in Captain Hook. The musical?
Yes.
And I lost. They actually made a record of the school musical, and I was on this record that they made. And this thing, in one of the many moves I've made, this record was lost years and years ago. I think it was lost before we even started working together. I get a call from my 79-year-old mother. Says, Mike? I said, yes. He said, Gloria Crawford, she was moving. She's moving to be out near her daughter. And she found a copy. Do you remember that record that you guys had of the musical Peter Pan? I said, when I was Captain Hook? She said, yes. And she said, she's making me a cassette tape of it.
Oh, when do we get it?
I should have it Monday.
Ooh.
I should have it Monday or Tuesday of next week. And
beautiful.
It has me singing the Who's the Swiniest Swine. The reason I am saying this now, because it is simply, I am emotionally preparing for
it.
Is it
a preemptive strike on your part?
It is simply, it is not as much a preemptive strike as it is just so I can accept the fact that I am going to bring it in. I'm going to let you
good.
Have it because it is mighty embarrassing.
Good.
It is wussified. It
look
sounds
forward
wussified.
To it.
And that, you know, it's the soundtrack of the fabulous, sold millions and millions of copies, the soundtrack of Peter Pan. And I think I'll find out the dates and when that, I mean, a long time ago, many, many moons ago. This
so you were in theater all the way in the fourth grade.
Not just theater, Don. Musical theater. Musical theater. This is my first foray when I sing Who's the Swiniest Swine in the World? Captain Hook.
Lil Mike O'Mara, right there.
Yes, there it is.
Lil Mike O'Mara. Yes, sir.
Lil Mike. I think there's one other song in there, but the one I remember is, when I say Mrs. Hook's Little Baby Boy, and I have a little vibrato in my voice.
Uh-huh. Please remember to bring that in. On Monday's episode,
the lost tapes, Little Lord Fauntleroy. Cool.
Absolutely,
I'm interested.
A tape of you wearing your hard wooden shoes
with the buckles,
the big buckles,
and my special short pants with the lederhosen straps over my shoulders,
and your knee socks. Oh yeah. Oh, please do bring that.
At least I Mike Crawford had the Peter Pan role. At least I didn't have that. I was Captain Hook. I played the villain.
Well, I'm sure that you have grown up to be much more successful than one Mr. Mike Crawford.
From what I hear, that might not be true.
Oh, really? Sorry about that.
Yeah, he's a pretty successful lawyer now, so who knows? I think that's what he's doing.
I bet you're happier than he is.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. Doing cartwheels. Absolutely. Every single day. So I should have that tape, and I'll let you know when that comes in.
Oh, well, please do. Bring that in. We'll put it right on the top of the stack.
I will bring it in for you.
I promise. First segment, first day, you get that tape.
You know, for years, you have played tapes that embarrass you, and this is one that will embarrass me, and I will bring it in. But the old DJ tapes, I will never bring in.
Well, I'd much rather hear a tape of you in the fourth grade wearing tights singing Peter Pan. I'd love to hear that any day of the week.
If I remember it correctly, too, it's just got a little, a little vibrato, whatever.
Good.
Theatrical.
Well, make sure you thank your sainted mother, Mary O'Mara, for me, and pass my best wishes on.
Oh, I will. Absolutely.
To old Mare.
She'll be very happy to know that we're playing it on the show. She really, she doesn't listen to the show. She can't listen to the show.
I know that's the way you like it, isn't it?
We were going to get on in my hometown one time, and I heard this pause. I said, hey, there's a very good chance we'll get an affiliate in our hometown, Mom.
Yeah, okay, fantastic.
Yeah, something's better your mother doesn't hear.
Absolutely. I'll say this one, thank goodness for me, it's still not a big hindrance for Bart
right.
that I have this job. It's still
almost cool for him.
Sure.
That I have this job. As a matter of fact, all his friends this weekend. The reason I can't go to Daryl Nichols' bachelor party this weekend,
right?
Of which Buzz is the chairperson for this deal.
That's true.
For the wild bachelor party. How many hookers you got for that party, Buzz?
We got a couple, I think. Not actually strippers, but we have entertainment.
Ah, strippers, hookers.
Performance artists, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
What's the diff?
A couple $100.
I wish I could go, but we had already promised this weekend that taking Bart and I think five of his friends paintballing.
Oh, you can take the whole group paintballing.
This weekend.
You can have more welts on your body.
Up at Ocean City. And last night we went to Sunny Surplus. You ever been to that place?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I bought paintballs. I bought 1,800 paintballs last night.
So is it cheaper to get them there than to go to the place and get them?
Yeah, at the place they're like $20 for 200 of them.
Right.
At Sunny Surplus, I bought these big jugs of paintballs, 20 of them, for like $5.89 each.
There you go.
So I went in and felt like I was, a militia man. Because I go in there and the guy says to me, what you need? You know, and they got all that macho stuff in there. And I said, paintballs, sir. He goes, what color you want? I said, well, what are your colors? And he said, I got red, orange, I got pink. So I said, I tell you what, let me see what you got.
Right.
And he started bringing them out, and I said, yeah, I'll take two of those.
Six of those pennants.
Finally, just said, you know what? What the hell? Hey, give me like 2,000 of them.
So you're just going to be up to your butt in paintballs.
Crazy with paintballs.
Did you get your own, your own paintball shooter?
No, too expensive. I'm going to rent it up there.
Okay.
I did pick up a nice helmet, though. But I'm not going to get hit on the head again by my kid.
A comfortable helmet, custom fit to your head.
Leather. And you know, one of these days my kid is going to realize that hygiene is important. He's 14, and I told you that the week after, he graduates from middle school.
Right.
And then he'll start high school next year. He goes to ninth grade. I take carpool every day. I drive carpool every day. And every day, it's a struggle to get my son out of bed in the morning. And he hates, like most boys do, hates getting cleaned up. He goes through.
I hated that at that age.
3 or 4 days in a row without a shower. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the newest thing from him. At the school he goes to, so that there is no trench coat mafia or anything,
right.
All the kids have to wear similar clothes. All the kids are supposed to wear, like, khaki pants and a shirt and a coat.
So okay. I think, frankly, it's a good idea. It's the way they should do it at all schools.
But even with that, they find ways around.
Sure.
Like my son has found out that he can wear a Hawaiian shirt instead of, like, just a regular shirt.
Ooh, troublemaker.
Because a Hawaiian shirt still has a collar. So he like to have a Hawaiian shirt on and a red tie, brown pants, and a green jacket on, and he feels fine. So every day he comes home from school, the big thing Fred and I are telling him is you got to take care of these clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a lot of money on your clothes. You got to wear nice clothes to school. I've noticed the last couple of days when I'm taking him to school in the morning, I say, okay, where's your jacket? Where's your coat? So I left the coat at school. Now, I figured out finally why he does this. He does this because he's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the locker, his last period is gym. And he has to walk all the way across the school to catch the carpool to come home. So what he does is he leaves his shoes, his school shoes, and his jacket, and like his regular shirt, he just leaves them in his locker. And then that way he doesn't have to carry them all the way over to the carpool place. And the next morning, then he goes back to the gym to get the jacket. And
basically will wear the same jacket all year.
Right. So today, gets in the car and I say, where's your jacket? And he says, it's in my locker at school. Now, at this point, I thought it was in his locker, like where the books are and stuff, right? So we get to school, and he says, Dad, you got to take me to my locker to get my coat. I said, fine. He says, you got to go to the gym, because I got it in my locker in the gym. He goes inside, gets his jacket. He comes and gets in the car, and I am immediately blown away by the smell of foot. By the smell of, now, you know this smell, the smell of a locker room.
Oh, yeah.
The smell of jock straps,
right.
The smell of foul underpants.
It's a combination of body odor and mildew, and it's unmistakable.
He gets in the car, and I said, oh, God, that jacket smells. And right away, he starts going, I don't smell anything. I said, I thought you were leaving your jacket in your locker.
Right.
He said, no, I leave it in the locker in gym because that's my last class of the day. I said, how long have you left this particular jacket in there? every day since before Christmas.
Ew. You're talking about this. This jacket could have gotten up and walked off by itself today.
He mustn't be alone. That must be the tradition that all the boys
you
do
know,
that.
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
I guess so.
That is nasty.
P.U.
Every day since before Christmas.
So, you know, I realize it's a pointless argument. I'm sort of having the argument with him this morning. I said, oh, come on. You can't do that. You can't go around smelling like that. He said, smells fine to me. All the guys do it, Dad. Well, all right. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
See you later. See you tonight.
So I'm figuring next year maybe when he goes to high school, maybe it'll change a little bit then.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, you know, they're little systems. And, you know, you can't argue with a kid for trying to, you know, to adjust the system to his own needs.
Oh, he definitely does.
That, to me, shows initiative.
He's going to an all-boys school now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and when he goes to high school, that'll be co-ed?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, that may make a difference in his hygiene.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.